The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Here we go!
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday!
Friday!
It's not just one thing with you. It's not just the voice. It's not just the performance. You have everything. And it's so infectious to watch your performance.
Did he? Oh my gosh.
Do it.
He's looking at the golden buzzer.
Do it, guy.
Do it.
Make it happen.
You better do it. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I swear we did this yesterday.
Yeah, but this one was perfect.
Everyone who watches the show every week, and this happens every week.
She's running the mom!
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Okay, not a morning person. I get it.
Friday.
All I'm doing is getting on the air. The revolution will be broadcast.
How about Friday?
What's this?
It's showtime.
Star Trek comes out today.
It does.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah.
I just got so excited.
Woo! Oh yeah! This is the Star Trek theme song on steel guitar.
I love it. Reminds me of my boy Ethan Luck.
Good morning, Star. A lot of you Trekkies have been waiting.
Oh man, I'm so excited.
Think about how psyched you guys were when Star Wars hit the theaters.
Okay, it's
that's
not,
the way it is for
not,
Trekkies, man.
No, it's not nearly as exciting.
This is a holiday for
it's
Trekkies.
Not,
I don't think so.
Chrissy is really stoked, I will say.
Is
that.
She?
Oh, yeah.
Is she a Trekkie?
Is she beyond stoked?
Nah, I see what she did there.
Yeah.
She really is. She's a next-gen chick.
She really? Loves Patrick
she
Stewart.
She loves Patrick Stewart. And Star Trek The Next Generation. Like, she's one of the few humans I know that, like, seriously watched all of it.
Really?
Yeah. She's tried so many times to make me watch it, but I can't do it.
Well, then, let's just watch it right now.
Yeah, that's Starfleet property, okay? Can I just take it? But
no,
I'm feeling
not Star
generous
Trek Beyond
today, so how about
The
it?
Next Generation. I don't want to watch.
Get that.
I don't want to watch a scene
I'm an officer
that's
of
Star Trek Beyond. No! We don't even know what's happening. Who's that?
No. Oh. Wait, no, hang on a minute, Lassie.
Oh, is that... Okay, Simon Pegg.
I've got to find my crewmates.
My crew?
You help me, and
wait,
I help you.
But why is he not
right,
on
well,
the...
Things being
the
as they are,
better,
I'll get a
you're
off
ruining things.
You gotta watch it, man. You
spoilers.
Gotta watch it.
Spoilers. Speaking of spoilers, you, sir, have spoiled my child.
Me?
And I have a bone to pick with you.
I spoiled your child?
Yeah.
Which child?
Yeah, his name is Luke Jeter.
I know, Luke.
And last night, we were like... Getting ready for dinner, and Chrissy says, Luke, what do you want to watch, man? You pick, because Jack's still in Glorietta, and
no.
Luke gets to
man,
pick.
Missing Jack.
And it was like, I just, how do we find AGT?
Yeah! Yeah, dude.
I was so mad, because we spent the next hour and a half on YouTube. On the Apple TV, watching AGT performances.
Why didn't you just pull up the podcast?
And then I was mad at you for not introducing me to a hilarious act called Tape Face.
Oh, I was going to play that the other day, but then somebody started talking about something and I never got the click.
What is
not,
Tape Face?
Tape Face would
tape
not work on radio.
Yeah, it wouldn't work on radio.
He's a mime.
Oh, God.
We'll watch it during the break.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because I will tell you right now.
It's my favorite.
I loved him.
Yeah. Tape Face.
Did
oh,
you watch
my
his
gosh.
First performance?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm not even exaggerating. An hour and a half. We rewatched the golden buzzer opera chick, and I was like, oh,
look,
yeah,
at Steve over
forgot
there.
About her.
She loves it.
Yeah, that one made me like shed a tear because that girl. I don't know if we ever did that one on the show because I hate it when we do it on the show, but. I was like in tears.
Oh,
13
man.
Years
Stop
old,
acting,
and she's like singing
man.
Opera. Did
Join
you,
us.
Did you play that one? Seriously?
Yeah.
The one with the 13-year-old singing opera? Simon Cowell looked stunned.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started thinking, man, the live show is going to be great because the opera chick. And then the 13-year-old girl that I completely forgot about.
Look at this guy over
the
here.
Next Taylor
so
Swift.
So excited about AGT.
We watched that last night, too. The little girl that was like, I don't know who I am. That little girl, remember?
Yeah. I don't know who I am. I'm a 7-year-old girl.
I don't know my name. No, seriously, we spent a solid hour watching.
Are you saying? Let me get this straight. Are you saying?
Just listen.
Are you saying next week when I'm out because I'll be out on vacation, you're gonna take over the lead on AGT?
No, no, I'm not.
Wait, why not?
You got to.
No, I'm not that.
You have to do the.
I just liked watching like the crooner, the Frank Sinatra guy. I forgot about all those dudes, and I was like, these guys are gonna be great come live rounds. No, I'm not gonna do it.
You gotta make them do it.
Date?
I'll do what I can, but I don't want to make him do anything.
I don't
want him to want to.
A lot of people are going to be tuning out next week. Then,
yeah.
Well, they are anyway.
Yeah, so exactly. You're not going to be here.
You know, you
they're already
the
going to be tuning out.
You got to do slow-mo theater.
A lot of people just, oh, no.
Yeah. You got a lot to do next week. You have to make an open for every single show like I do.
Oh, baby.
Every morning, I put together an open with a nice little clip from the
day
before.
I've been trying. The funny thing is I was trying this week to get here early, and I think it worked once or twice.
It worked.
Yep.
But then the other days, it definitely did not work.
Good morning, Starmie. 585 Live. That's the live line. Text us. 585-5483. Phone lines are always open to call us at 338-3700. 613. Good morning.
High today of 96.
Just blistering hot outside.
Blistering.
Yeah.
Gonna punch you with heat.
Any rain showers this weekend?
Ooh, I hope so.
Maybe some
you
snow.
You want a full forecast Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Full forecast
no.
Friday.
The Why answer not? Is no.
Oh.
Saturday offers up a high of 96.
Can you do it in your Steve voice? Okay. It's full forecast Friday.
All right, everybody. Good morning. It is full forecast Friday. High today actually going to be around 98 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, which brings us into the weekend. It's going to get a little cooler because we are offering thunderstorms all weekend. That's right. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday before we dip down into the low 90s or high 80s early next week. Thanks to more thunderstorms. So it's going to get wet. You're going to want to get your rain jacket. Am I right? All right, everyone.
You look amazing. Your hair rocks.
Thanks.
Dang. Yeah, there's a 51% chance.
51?
Of precipitation over the weekend. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Seriously, Monday and Tuesday, high of 89.
Hmm.
And it's going to get lower from there.
Okay.
I'm excited. Right. 90s, low 90s, high 80s.
Good.
Don't tease us, weather.
Good. Well, big
Uh-oh.
Show.
What? I already got somebody calling me out today. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Steve-O, you traitor.
Oh, whoa.
No, my child watched AGT, okay? Listen.
No, but he likes it. He likes Tapeface, and he's excited to see what happened.
Tapeface was awesome, but guess what? Tapeface didn't translate to radio. I watched it at home on my own time.
Yeah, and a bunch of other acts.
Yeah.
He's hooked now.
No, I'm definitely...
Way to go, Luke Jeter.
Definitely not hooked. There were just a couple moments that are like, those are sweet moments.
Mm.
Still totally think it's fake.
Oh,
somebody just said happy Friday. Looking forward to a big show today. Can you deliver on that big show promise?
No.
I don't know. I mean, probably.
No.
It's a big show every day. Come
it's
on.
It's a medium show today. Medium.
Yeah. Medium?
Temper your expectations. That's what I tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Calm it down. Don't go in there thinking, bleh. Go in there thinking, meh.
I think I need to start doing that because I think I build it up too much.
Nah.
Medium show today, people. Not small, not big. Right there in the middle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got something for you. I was talking with my grandson, 8 years old, and we started talking about Jesus and presented it to him a little bit. And then my granddaughter's getting in the car, and he says, "Grandpa, you got to tell them about what we were talking about." And then that we started talking about heaven, and then the H word came up.
Should I say that word?
Heaven? Yeah. Are you talking about hell?
Hell.
Hell is a place. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is it.
That's what I told him, and it was pretty amazing.
Nice.
Cool, How old was he?
But eight.
Eight?
Yeah. And my granddaughter's eight, and then my other granddaughter was five.
Wow.
Nice.
But it turned out that they both believed in Jesus, but my five-year-old wasn't real sure.
Yeah.
But it just blew me away.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
Way to go.
Yeah. Cherish those moments, man. I can never forget the times when I had those discussions with my kids when they were little. I can remember.
But my grandkids, it just blew me away.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Well, yeah, dude. Thanks for calling us.
Have a great day.
You too, man. Heck yeah.
So good.
I remember when my kiddos first started asking questions. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, how do I expound upon this without totally losing their interest because they're, you know, 5 and 6 years old?
Yeah. I was always nervous talk to Caleb too young about hell. That's what I was nervous about, because there was a stage where he freaked out about hell.
Yeah.
And all of his friends.
Well, it's not the focus. You know, we don't have to be turn and burn parents. Yeah. Turn or burn.
I mean, I went into detail. I'm like, this is what hell's like, all right?
Oh, dude. You showed him Constantine, Event Horizon, just to give him like
eating you.
A working picture of what hell was.
I'm kidding. I didn't go into detail. A working picture.
It looks just like this. Guys, it looks just like this. Keanu Reeves isn't there, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You take him to YouTube.
No. Yeah, no, that's bad.
No.
Guys, it doesn't have to be the focus.
Tonight, we're going to read the next chapter of Dante's Inferno, son.
Okay, yeah.
You're four.
That's not a good idea. That's not biblical.
Yeah.
Biblical.
But it is tough because you want to talk to your children about those things. But I think the way to go about it is talking more about Jesus. Because, at least for me, with my kids, I noticed that in any area of their life, if I show them praise, if I show them love, they're more apt to, I guess, obey, if you will. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They thrive on positive response. And so if you tell them about the love of Jesus and what he was willing to do because he loves you so much and he wants to spend eternity with you, I mean, that's incredible. God sent his son, like, to suffer and die for us so that we wouldn't have to, because he loves us so much. He just doesn't want to see us hurt, you know? Mm. And you talk to a child about the aspect of a God who loves him that much. I mean, right.
And hell was never prepared for us.
Right.
He didn't make hell for us.
He didn't make that for us. Yeah. So, yeah. No, I mean, that's, dude, good call, Grandpa.
Man, us being grandparents, right around the corner,
nope,
fellas.
Not even
just
a little bit.
Right around the corner.
Not so much for me, more so for you guys.
Yeah, that's true. Caleb, my oldest, who's almost 15, reminded Leslie and I that, you know, he'll be graduating.
Yeah,
he needs a car. 4 years.
He needs a car.
And if he's like kids these days, you got about 5 years till you're a grandparent. Kids are getting married like in the teens again.
Yeah, 15.
Like, oh,
they get married now.
Okay. Dude, way back in the day, my grandmother got married when she was 13 years old.
So did my grandma.
But that was like a whole different world. You know what I mean? That was a different time.
Yep.
Now, I mean, there's like laws against that.
Yeah,
you know, like, so.
Man, good luck with your laws.
Mm. All right, we got a big show today.
Medium
slow motion
show
folks,
today.
Sorry.
We got a medium.
Definitely not a super show.
It's going to be solid.
It's really not that big.
It's going to be
light on the content, heavy on the sarcasm.
It's going to be medium.
There you go. Slow motion theater this morning.
That's right.
I think you guys are going to enjoy the slow-mo today.
Slow-mo.
I got some good clips this morning ready
slow-mo.
To go.
Slow-mo.
You probably won't enjoy the slow motion theater today. I mean, it's
No slow-mo. That's stupid. You're being so negative. Look, you do it like this.
You got to be positive.
We got slow-mo theater today. We hope that you enjoy it.
Ah, like look at that.
I'm going to write that down. Hope. Hope you enjoy it. All right. We got a letter this morning. It's titled, Did I Do the Right Thing?
Oh,
you might possibly be able to answer that.
Hey, we got a text on the live line from Weatherford, Oklahoma.
Weatherford.
You know, they were the one that chimed in and said, Happy Friday, looking forward to a big show today. And they just responded and said, I'll take medium. Okay. Medium works.
Medium rare.
Medium works.
I had a medium steak for my birthday last night.
Yeah! Check it, cheese.
Did you?
Little gassy this morning, not going to lie.
Oh. Hey, great.
Sorry, just warning you guys.
I had ground turkey tacos.
I had a 16-ounce
Gosh, stop talking.
I had giant awesome spaghetti.
I don't like you guys. I'm so hungry
giant
already.
Giant awesome spaghetti. Our neighbors came over last night.
Really?
It was wonderful.
Right. You guys know your neighbors?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Kevin and Jen, they're our new neighbors.
What?
They live right next door.
I felt so convicted when he said this.
Yeah, here's what's cool, too. Kevin is originally from Atlanta and used to play in a metal band.
What?
So we, like, between he and Don, like, the three of us, we know all this, like, these venues that we've all played at randomly with our
different bands
in the Southeast. So that's
pretty cool. How did that even happen? Like, did you just approach the new people?
They're our neighbors.
Hey, shut up,
Don,
Teo!
Don, yeah. Like, we always say hello to our neighbors.
Yeah.
We make a habit of it.
But, I mean,
what if something goes wrong? That's not when you want to meet your neighbor during an emergency.
Yeah.
That's not when you want to meet them. Hi, I've never met you before. My leg just fell off. Would you mind taking me to the hospital? Sorry.
Man.
To invade your life.
Like, I know my neighbors, but I've never broken bread with my neighbors.
Well, same with me, man.
When they moved in, we kind of, you know, you do like that, the new neighbor thing where you're like, hey. You know, and you just kind of wave at him a few times. But then one day, Dawn's the best at it. I can't take any credit. She totally, like, cooked up this thing. She made him,
casserole?
Oh, no. You know what happened? Oh, my gosh. Why am I even... Okay, so Panda, our cat, fell off the balcony and fell into the house. Like, she was downstairs on that balcony. Like, outside. And then Kevin, the neighbor, got home and saw her.
Kevin!
And he was like,
what?
I think that's their cat. Panda's down there going, meow. And then he had this zany adventure of trying to get Panda.
Wow, he saved your cat?
We weren't home. I believe I was still at work. And then he had to go in like the bottom neighbor's house. We know them, but just barely. We know Kevin and Jen. So we're not like pros at all this. But anyway, Panda knows them very well because she ran in their house. And then Kevin went in there and rescued Panda and then took her upstairs to his place. And then I get home and I have a note on the door that says, hey, man, I think we have your cat. And so then I knock on the door and he's like, yeah, and tells me the story. And so then Dawn made him like these cookies.
Oh.
And she took them over. And at some point, I think it was either then or there was another time she left a note. And the note was an office with Michael Scott. It was the office stationery. And then that's when they knew we were going to be friends because they love the Office.
Just become best friends?
He came over last night with a shirt on that said Beats by Schrute. Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
And it was hilarious.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we were hanging out. It's cool.
I wish I had a good cool time. Neighbors.
Jen was a big Amber Lynn fan. They came to the movies with us
really?
One time and she got to meet Steven.
That's cool.
That was cool.
Wow. Right on.
Wait, you guys all went to the movies?
That was Independence Day. You guys couldn't go because of baseball.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball. Let's find out what happened back on this beautiful day, July 22nd, 220 years ago, in 1796. The beautiful city of Cleveland, Ohio, was founded by General Moses Cleveland. And if you notice the spelling of General Moses Cleveland, it's C-L-E-V-E-A-L-A-N-D. There was an A. There was an extra A.
Hey, yeah, I see. That's a misspelled word there.
No, it's not misspelled.
Okay.
It's not clear why it was dropped for the spelling of the city. But they dropped
Cleveland.
The A.
Cleveland. Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
I was watching a thing on the news yesterday about Cleveland. And they were saying how it's just beautiful now, and they've cleaned up the city. And ever since, you know, the Cavs won the title, that's really boosted the economy.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of great things. Music.
They're
you don't have to go to Paris anymore.
Back.
You can go to Cleveland.
Cleveland. They're changing Paris. The name back. They're going to respell it.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Cleveland.
In 1893, Catherine Lee Bates.
Oh, Kathy Bates.
Professor at Wellesley College. Wrote the original version of her poem, America the Beautiful.
Oh, nice. Wow.
She was inspired by the view from Pike's Peak.
Nice, dude.
In Colorado.
Yeah. It's a racetrack. She just loves NASCAR so much. Mm.
We're celebrating some birthdays today. David Spade, the comedian. How old today?
Oh, man. 55.
53.
52. Damn. So close.
How old is Danny Glover?
Ooh.
Dude. Lethal Weapon. 60. Can I just say I tried watching Lethal Weapon this week because I just added it to
Netflix.
I did
too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was going to bed the other night.
How awful is the dubbing from 1982? It's terrible, right?
Yeah, but that's just
what you get. Oh, I just couldn't do it.
Really?
I turned it off. I got about 30 minutes into the movie, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Huh.
It's so bad.
It just doesn't match the lips.
It doesn't match the lips, and you can tell, like, a lot of that movie was, like, overdubbed.
Yeah.
It was weird. I didn't like it.
That's no fun.
Maybe their sound guy was terrible, and they just had to go back, and I should find out.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is Danny Glover?
61.
66.
70.
What?
Oh my gosh, I just had a great idea. This
no.
And Don Henley.
Oh, dude. Singer? You going to play Boys of Summer?
Dan Henley.
I thought I had it, but I guess I don't.
Oh, boo.
So, yeah, I have the Bryan Adams song, 69.
No.
That's not the
same.
That's
what you need.
How old is Don?
That wasn't the best one.
Mr. Yeah. Henley is 65.
71. 69. Ah! Dang it! That's my go-to old guy one!
Somebody on the live line said, go big or go home, and I said, go medium and be welcome generally at any location.
Yeah!
Okie dokie, yo!
Right, hang out with us. Coming up. We'll talk about San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sure you guys got a bunch of stuff to talk about that, huh?
Stuff is already going down.
Right. Tails got headlines. Check the roads. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
6 month review from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina checking in.
Steve-O sharing a news article about the retiring teacher giving an explicit inner-city math test and Dex using up all of the delay to silence.
I like this email.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. I'd like to see Dex grow his hair over the next 6 months.
Oh.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump accepting the Republican Party's nomination for president.
Excessive heat warnings are up in a number of places in the nation's midsection, with temperatures headed for the upper 90s and heat indexes will be well above 100.
A murder suspect is back in jail where he belongs in Florida. Deontay Rezilis was captured at a West Palm Beach hotel all alone. He did not resist.
U.S. home sales rose to the highest level in more than 9 years.
Southwest Airlines has fixed computer problems but have more than 500 flights delayed again. Southwest is urging passengers to get to airports early.
The Justice Department is moving to try to block two mergers among U.S. healthcare companies. One is healthcare provider Anthem's purchase of rival Cigna Corporation. The other Justice Department action is against the merger of healthcare providers Aetna and Humana.
Russia is raging after the Court of Arbitration for Sports rejected a Russian appeal against a ban on the country's track and field athletes following claims of widespread doping.
The price of oil is down 40 cents, closer to $45 a barrel as gas keeps getting cheaper, dropping yet another penny. AAA's national average for regulars now under $2.19 a gallon, a 12-year low for July. The price has dropped in all but one of the last 39 days.
6:36 in the a.m.
High today of 96 degrees. That just reminded me of yesterday. Sorry, go ahead.
Nothing to report right now. You guys are doing great. Get ready for a good day. A mediumly fine day.
Medium rare.
It's going to be adequate. That's your look at traffic.
585 Live, 585-5483. Text the show if you'd like. Coming up, some nerd talk. San Diego Comic-Con kicked off. Mm. You know what I watched last night for a little bit on Sci-Fi?
Worst day.
6 o'clock, they have a live... It's live from San Diego Comic-Con.
No way.
Nice. And a bunch of guests are on and just talking about everything that's going on.
I watched AGT and you watched Comic-Con coverage.
I know. Yeah. I watched about 45 minutes of it and then I was like, what am I doing?
Man, that is hilarious.
Who's the guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? The the first Ninja Turtles one.
Like the original?
No, not the original.
Oh.
Casey Jones.
No, he was in the second one. Wait, what do you mean? Like an actual human actor?
Yeah, he was with...
Will Arnett?
Yeah, Will Arnett was the host of the show. And I think it's on tonight, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's on Sci-Fi.
All right.
Really cool. And then the guy who played Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was on there as a guest.
Cool. Zachary Levi.
And I never realized he was in Thor.
Yeah, he was in Thor.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Funny thing about that is he got cast in the original Thor, but couldn't do it because of scheduling conflicts, and so a different guy played it. But then in the second movie,
really?
He got that original part. He came back and played it.
Yeah, when I was watching Thor 2 the other day, I was sitting there going, wait a second.
Yeah.
What? That's Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck's my boy.
Hey, Chuck's my boy.
Can't believe you guys have never seen Chuck. You guys would
love that show. I've
only
seen it, but it was like a couple episodes of it.
It is good. Yeah, so Nerd Talk on the way.
Nerd
Pokemon Go update. Some good news as well. Some really good news this morning.
That's what you think.
Mm-hmm. Slow-mo theater.
Mm.
And a letter titled, Did I Do the Right Thing? It actually came in on the live line a couple days ago. We just skipped right over it.
Hey, I got some information on a Pokemon Go night.
Nice.
Talk to me.
I can't believe, like, this is real. This is happening. Rio Rancho, shout out to you. The Rio Rancho Police Department and the city of Rio Rancho are hosting a Pokemon Go activity night tonight. Pokemon. That's right. Cobblestone Park. Pokemon Go, obviously, a smartphone game that is taking the world by storm. Police officers are going to instruct attendees how to play the game, share real-world stories, like safety issues, including trespassing, obeying traffic laws, generally being aware of your surroundings.
Okay.
Here's the thing, man. I mean, it's Pokemon Go, and it's geared towards, I would assume, the people that play Pokemon Go. So what, you think children? I'm going to guess not, because the event is from 9 p.m. to midnight.
Whoa. Wow. Well, it's Friday.
And I got to tell you, I heard about this last night and ended up driving over to Cobblestone Park to see what the commotion was.
Yeah,
there was like 100 kids there.
Dang.
Wow.
Just
that's crazy.
There were kids like picnicking. There were people on blankets. They were just camping out, and I went and started talking to a few of them because I don't know. I mean, yeah, I play the game, but I still don't understand a lot of the things. And when you throw down a lure, people just sit there. It's a 30-minute lure, and it's supposed to lure like good Pokemon. And I'm like, all right. So I ended up hanging with these kids and sitting in this park for a little bit. And I got a Bulbasaur, guys.
Did you?
Nice.
I got some good Pokemon.
Where's cool. Where's Cabazone Park at?
It is on Hunter and Cabazone.
Wow. All right. I was going to say.
It's 2305 Cabazone Road, so it is.
So Cabazone. That's when? Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. So you essentially take Unser North, mm-hmm. and then take a ride on Cobblestone. And it's this, is a giant, gorgeous park.
Yeah.
And there was like four or five different Pokestops just within the park. There's like three gyms. I was like, oh my gosh. And so there were kids that were longboarding. There were kids walking around. There were kids that were like fake playing volleyball because there's like a volleyball net set up. And so they were kind of playing, but everyone had their phone in their hand. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is, my son Luke has had baseball practice there before. I've never seen that many people out at that park.
I've never seen this many people at any park.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah. People are like out and about walking, and they're generally kind. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Everybody just wants to talk about, you know, the rare Pokemon they caught or whatever, and then just sparking conversation. It's kind of awesome.
It's a new way of fishing.
It's weird. It really is.
Yeah.
So,
hey, what'd you catch today?
Yeah, dude. It's hilarious. So,
free
event.
Bulbasaur.
free event tonight, 9 to midnight at Cabazon Park, hosted by the Rio Rancho Police Department. I think that's pretty rad.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. I thought this was Stranger Things. I'll go get you.
Oh. Do not sully the reputation of Stranger Things with this silly.
Whatever,
silly
you know,
Pokemon.
It sounded like something you would hear like during a crazy scene in Stranger Things. There you go.
You're blowing things up. Ah. Oh, gosh.
Goodness sakes.
Yep.
All right. Let's do some headlines.
Yeah.
Buddy, my man, what is up?
Oh, my gosh. What was that? Dex. I'm very excited. It's Comic-Con right now. San Diego Comic-Con is happening.
Mm.
And I have tempered my expectations, but it's really hard to keep them there. Last night, Marvel and Netflix announced a lot of the new stuff happening. Let's just do a quick run through. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I talk over you all the time. So, they reiterated that they've officially announced the Punisher series. So they kind of remade that announcement. Awesome. Joe Bernthal was there. He talked about how the character has influenced him so much that when he's with his kids, he like hugs his kids tighter.
Wow.
You know, because the Punisher story, he lost his family due to that mob thing or whatever. But, or is there more? That's what we're going to find out about. They officially announced that Netflix has ordered Daredevil Season 3.
Yeah!
But that will come after Luke Cage, which comes out in September. And the first trailer for Luke Cage
came
out.
That was insane.
It was insane. Iron Fist will come out early 2017. The first trailer for that came out. And then also the first trailer for The Defenders.
Tell me about this.
Okay.
I don't understand.
It had the greatest music in all of the world on the trailer.
The Defenders, it's Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, possibly
the
Punisher. Yeah, but they're the street level
team. Well, they're
team.
The what? Defenders.
They're the Defenders.
And that's it. It's not alien invasions. It's street level.
In the poster, there was a big hand. And you know the big ninja clan that was in Daredevil 2? And then they took Elektra.
Yep.
And I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it. But they take Elektra and then, you know, like that will be coming to fruition.
Man.
All of those things.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
2017, though, man.
2017. It's okay. So exciting. I just read that they officially announced Voltron Season 2 on Netflix. Netflix. I'm just all about that Netflix.
Gosh, they
right
know what
now.
They're doing.
Good grief. Pretty
so
soon we'll get
shows.
A Stranger Things Season 2 announcement. I'm sure of it. I am so excited about
it. I wish they would do. This is what I want Netflix to do one of these days. I want them to put out like a really good new show like Stranger Things, and then a month later go, oh, here's Season 2.
Oh. And then you're like, no.
That's too much.
That would be a lot. That would be a lot.
No, because, you know, there's nothing worse than binging a season in like a day, and then you have to wait a whole year.
That's why, you know what, guys? I'm on episode 2 of Stranger Things.
Oh, you're taking your time, man.
I'm enjoying it.
Sweet time.
I am enjoying it.
Marinate
a little bit.
The problem with it is spoilers. You know what I mean? Spoilers abound because people just will, like, ingest it rah, 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 in 24 hours, and then you have to worry about the internet ruining things. So I almost wish that Netflix would do it the opposite way and not put out full seasons right away for you to binge, but maybe like, I don't know, think about this. Imagine if they just put out one little episode a day even, you know?
That's what Hulu
for you to
does
like
with a couple of
grab
Hulu
onto.
Does that.
See?
Hulu does, they do once a week
I like
with
that.
Their original series. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't mind it. Like, I'm totally cool with waiting.
Really?
Because the Netflix shows are so high quality.
Yeah.
Number one, usually a few months down the road, you're like, I'm going to go watch it again. Yeah, and you'll watch the whole thing again. And then it just made you're like, you know what? It's worth the wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's worth it. Because when it comes out, I mean, there's another show, hilarious show called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm.
And I think they're doing a new season of that. And that show is hilarious.
Yep.
But it is totally, you're like, man, I have to wait so long.
Yeah.
But it's always worth it when it comes out. Because that binge thing, that's an experience in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hey, we had a listener on the live line chime in saying, hey, Cabazon Park is smack dab in the middle of Cabazon neighborhood, which is bordered by Southern Golf Course, Westside, and Unser. So it's like this giant square.
Cool.
We also had Arland chime in saying, hey, can I get a Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday? Because it's my birthday!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday!
Cheese for my birthday!
Arland's birthday! It's Arland's birthday! Cheese for my birthday! Cheese for my birthday!
One day closer to death.
Aren't we all?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Arland.
Thank you. I thank everyone for wishing me a happy birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for wishing him a happy
birthday. Did you just take those slippers and movie home and just kick back and put those slippers on and watch that movie that we got you? And just did you do any of that? Maybe drink some of that coconut water?
No, I left it here at the studio.
Oh, you left all of your presents here?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you must have really liked them.
No, I did. And then I got halfway home and realized, oh, I forgot my presents.
It's cool. Me and Teo only held each other and cried for like 20 minutes.
Nah, I took your Batman Superman and took it home with
me. No, you did.
Yeah, now you really don't have the digital copy because it's mine.
No, I was pretty bummed.
Never going to let you sing that or watch it. Sing it, watch
sing it,
yeah. Experience it, yeah. None of it. You don't get any of it.
Okay,
so NBA star misses an Albuquerque youth basketball clinic.
No way.
So glad Landon didn't go to this one.
Who is it? Hundreds of kids, and this coming from KRQE, hundreds of kids went to a basketball clinic in Albuquerque on Thursday, expecting a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet an NBA champ. However, Golden State Warriors point guard Sean Livingston did not show up. Event organizers said they're trying to make it up to the young basketball players who were disappointed to learn that Livingston's flight got canceled. Families traveled from all over the state. We came from Clovis, New Mexico. It's about 4 hours, 15 minutes away. Said Tabor Stanfield, who paid for his brother to attend the youth basketball clinic. Some even came from outside of New Mexico. We have some from California, or they had one person from California, said Joseph Sanchez, organizer of the Elite Skills Basketball Clinic at St. Pius High School. Coming here to meet my first NBA superstar, it would be an exciting moment, and he didn't come.
Why didn't he come?
Said Elijah. His flight got canceled.
Really?
This kid was a soon-to-be freshman at Atrisco Heritage Academy. He said Livingston was one of thousands affected by Southwest Airlines' massive computer meltdown. Audio Adrenaline was flying to a show, and their flight got canceled.
Man.
Like, tons of stuff happened.
That's nutty.
We apologize because at the end of the day, we're the ones that organized this event. Players still got a day full of training. The New Mexico Basketball Association refunded the $135 fee for players, and organizers are hoping to work something out with Livingston in the future.
That would be very...
Man, big time bummer. Yeah. Southwest, what happened, guys? Where's the love?
Letting the kids down.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Well, yeah, in other news, Southwest Airlines had a giant glitch in their system, and lots of flights got canceled. There were long lines.
Hacker?
They had to cancel 450 flights yesterday as disruptions lingered from a Wednesday computer outage that knocked the carrier's website offline and delayed flights around the country. Southwest said it's fixed the problem, which forced it to cancel 700 flights on Wednesday, delay hundreds of others.
Wow.
The airline operates about 3,900 daily flights this time of year.
That can't be good for Southwest Airlines.
Well, they've extended their sale. They were having one of their big... sales, and I guess they've extended it, of course. But good grief, that's no fun. No fun. Ray Rice hasn't played in the NFL in 3 years since he was caught knocking his wife unconscious in an elevator. I remember. I forgot about that. Now, he wants to return to the NFL, and he's promising to donate his salary to charity if anyone will sign him. Wow.
What do you think about that?
I don't know, man. Is that something you can come back from?
I mean, as Christians, we believe, like, you can come back from anything.
Look at Michael
Vick. Like, God's not done with you. I don't know. And yes, I'm going to, animal rights activists everywhere are going to go crazy. But did you see the video of him knocking out his bride? It was all over ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
It was everywhere. And dogfighting is tragic and disgusting and awful and vile. But, I mean, you're talking about a grown man... like knocking out a woman, and video footage of that. I mean, it's atrocious. But on the flip side, I do think everybody deserves another shot, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Wow, and he's going to donate his salary.
I mean, that is one thing.
Yeah.
Donating a salary. But, I mean, also that just shows you how deep he's in.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Yeah, that's...
Way in it.
It's unfortunate. I mean...
Well, he loves the game.
Yeah.
Just wants to play.
Got some new movies in theaters this month. You guys are... Man. Tonight, actually. You want to know what they are?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Number one. Star Trek Beyond.
Yes. Mm.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Enterprise is ambushed and destroyed, which leaves most of the crew stranded on an alien planet in uncharted space. Idris Elba is the villain. And an Algerian minx named Sofia Boutella. Thank you, Dex. Is an alien named Jayla who teams up with the Starfleet crew. I'm sitting here reading it thinking, is that one of the races in the start? And then I realized that whoever wrote this was just a terrible person. Thank you for not editing.
Oh, my gosh.
Directed by Justin Lin, the guy who did Fast and Furious, Star Trek has actually been around for 50 years now. The original series premiered in 1966. The movie's dedication, it's dedicated to both Anton Yelkin and Leonard Nimoy.
Mm.
Yelkin died in a freak car accident last month. Nimoy died last year before filming started. You want to watch the trailer?
No. Oh. I'm bracing
for the pain and I am. Is that Rihanna?
Rihanna's yeah, in dude, it?
What is she doing? Is she the minx?
No. Oh. Nothing is happening because we can't see Man. What you're playing.
Beautiful.
No one can see what you're playing.
Man, that looks good.
It does look good.
No.
The other movie coming out, Ice Age Collision Course. Let me read this real quick to make sure there's not any, sexist terms in this one either, Dex. Scrat chases his acorn into an alien spaceship, which launches him into space where he accidentally sets an asteroid on a collision course with Earth. So all the other Ice Age animals try to figure out a way to save the planet. Trailer.
Mi amor.
What?
So many ladies have tried and failed to strap a saddle on Sid the Stallion.
Oh my gosh. He's a
sloth. But I want to share everything with you. You're the wind beneath my sleeves.
Who's he talking to?
The algae of my eye. Will you be...
I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh.
I'm breaking up with you.
What?
What? Nice. But well I planned our whole future.
You can do better,
our wedding?
Lady.
Our kids?
Mommy.
Our burial plots?
How you doing?
Are you crazy? We've only had one day. It lasted 14 minutes.
Sid got dumped.
Man.
Okay.
Sid, he's a little ahead of his time.
Guys, I just got a new follower on Instagram, and it's a dog.
Hey, cool.
This dog
is this your first dog follower?
30,000 followers.
Nice. Good
they're
job,
they're following
dog.
You?
They just started following me. I
really?
Don't know why.
What's the dog's name?
Odie.
Trustworthy.
Man, I should start an Instagram for Vader.
30,000
Beans
followers.
Has one. I've requested him, but he hasn't approved me yet.
I'm going to go rethink my entire life.
We have a medium rare size show this morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Slow motion theater plan. Pokemon Go update. If you need some new luggage, how would you like... a luggage that turns into a scooter.
Oh, yes!
Huh?
Tao and I could use that for New York.
Yeah.
That would be pretty legit.
And someone needs our help. Someone texted in the live line a couple days ago. Needs some advice, so we'll do that. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion.
We love you.
Speaking of, we just got this on the live line. I'm sure it goes hand in hand with what you just did, jerk. I love how relatable Dex is. He always takes the time to respond to messages on Facebook or text.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's so down to earth. Thanks, Death. Dex, Tao is awesome, too.
Tio. It's Tio.
No mention of me.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Yeah. 8 minutes after 7 a.m.
The high today of 90-something degrees. Oh, no! The reason I say something is because earlier, remember, I was like, 96 degrees, it's going to be 100!
Yeah.
100!
Keeps going up.
Climbing. No traffic accidents. We got nothing going on, babies. You're doing great.
Hey,
look at traffic.
Do you think it would be possible to sue the sun?
Yeah, man.
Because I got my P&M bill this month.
Yep.
So last month I freaked out because it was like double, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money last month. Then I got this month, and it was more than double what the double was.
Whoa. Do you have refrigerated air?
Yes.
Oh. Dude, it's been so hot, though. Ours is going to be the same way.
And I keep it, like, when I leave for the day, I seriously put it up to, like, 80, and then, like, or, like, 78, you know? And then we're trying to keep it not super low. Guys, we're talking, like, a $400 bill.
Yep.
Wow.
I lost my mind.
Well, you live in a mansion.
Oh, shut up. Not live in a...
takes a lot.
Just a giant, giant house.
Nice and cool. Bigger. That's way bigger than my house.
Shut up. You
it's like triple the size of my house.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
You're a liar. Yeah. I'm trying to be cool for radio.
I'm not at all. That's not being cool. You're being cool.
You're moving.
You're the guy with the mansion.
You had an opportunity, by the way. You had an opportunity. You're moving out. Next week, you're gone. You're leaving Teo and I because you're moving into a new house.
Mm-hmm. Dummy.
I'm leaving for the week.
To go to the west side.
Yeah.
Where there's way more real estate for your buck.
Mansion. You can get into a mansion.
It's not a mansion.
Yeah. That's a mansion.
I heard somebody call... the West Side, a funny name the other day that I can't repeat. And I was like, oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, no.
I can't say it, though, on the radio. Fine. People get offended.
Fine.
So you guys were saying something about a story that you wanted to share with me?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What happened? I sadly yesterday.
And yesterday, Steve-O.
discovered the
hard
truth.
He lost the war. He lost it.
I lost it hard and fast yesterday.
What happened?
Teo and I were driving home, and I was saying, Teo, it's Thursday, which means Throwback Thursday, which means I'm rocking Toto on cassette.
Oh, man.
I rocked Toto all day yesterday on cassette.
Here, we were listening to this song.
Or at least I tried.
If you don't mind.
Mmm. Ah, Rosanna.
Rosanna.
That sounds like it was dubbed off of my tape.
It looks like somebody filmed the video.
Yeah. So, really excited. Our buddy Chuck Elmore does worship here in the ABQ. Posted on my Throwback Thursday photo of Toto on cassette and said,
find a better version.
Greatest drums on the planet.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. That's exactly like what it was like in my car yesterday. So we're rocking on cassette, and all of a sudden, it was doing this number. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It basically did what you do on those clips.
Really?
We're driving down the road and it goes, boom, 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 boom,
boom. And then it started going.
And then it got quiet and we were talking. And he was like, dude, yeah, Chuck Elmore, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I love this song. And then I said, I think your tape quit.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, man. Maybe it did. And he ejected it. And he
and
like,
it was
oh,
like
yeah.
mangled.
It was doing
oh,
that thing.
Oh, I remember when.
It was like twisted. Goes,
yeah.
So he twisted. Used my pinky. Yeah. Started twisting the
and
tape
he puts
back.
It back in. And then it's just going. And then he takes it out. And he's like, what the? So then he puts it back in. And then that's when it starts
like,
playing.
And it was like.
Did it die? Is your tape
it was like,
done?
No, it's not done, because then I said, do you still have that adapter thing? And he was like, yeah. And so he's like, he takes the tape out and he's messing with it. And then I plugged that thing into my phone.
Oh.
And I turned it on and it straight up, it was just.
Yeah.
Totally
just,
normal.
Just beautiful.
Nice just rocking. Crisp.
Beautiful.
And I was like, man, those cassettes are worth it, huh? You checking out?
I was
you checking
so
out this Sonic Clarity?
Oh.
So bummed, guys. My Toto cassette is toast. R.I.P. And now I'm thinking it is my tape deck because last week my Smashing Pumpkins tape,
man,
got messed up.
It's gotta be right because those are new cassette tapes, right? Or are they old?
No, they're new to me.
Oh, okay,
they were like. That one came from Goodwill because it still has a price tag on it. Thank you, B-Flo.
I can't believe those still work.
But never in my life have I been more just Good justified. I live in the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely justified.
It was amazing.
Like, man.
It was like, hang on.
Beautiful.
Toto! Who doesn't love Toto? Toto 4, man!
My tape!
I got to bring you a bunch of my old air checks to see if some of them work. Because I have probably 20 air check tapes.
That would be awesome.
But I've only tried about three of them, and there's nothing on them anymore.
Oh, because they're just so old?
I guess, but the thing is,
Did you put them near a magnet?
I don't know, but they're all blank now. Mm-hmm. And I've kept them in a box, so light hasn't affected them. But well, it's got to be one that works.
I'm learning that future things are cool.
Just so much
His
better.
Digital version of Rosanna worked way better than my thing. Cassette in my cassette player.
That's pretty wish everybody could have seen that because it was like...
It was pretty depressing.
The death of the diehard cassette thing. You know, it was just like, nah, you're right.
Speaking of the future, can I have some Pokemon Go music?
Pokemon!
I can get you some Pokemon music here.
Whoa. Update KRQE News 13 here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Pokemon Go is redefining bar hopping.
What?
In fact, it's removing bar hopping.
Well, there you go. That's how I know they's Christian.
A ton of young adults are out on a Friday night, and they were down at UNM and interviewing people who at one time were bar hopping and have since taken to Pokestop hopping on UNM campus.
Stop hopping.
I love this.
Stop hopping.
Obviously, you know, it's a couple decades later, which is, I think, prime for college students, maybe when they were little, playing, you know, Pokemon on their Game Boy. In fact, one UNM resident, James, said, you know, going from an 8-bit no-color screen to a full-color 3D world, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. And now it's normal at UNM to see people wandering around with their phones hunting viral characters with Pokemon Go. And a lot of these people, that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were just rocking it down, local scene, you know, downtown, Nob Hill area, bar hopping. And instead, they're playing Pokemon Go and doing something.
That's pretty cool.
It's trending. It's not going away. People are actually going outside, walking around. And the cool thing says, UNM Health even tweeted Friday, prepping employees to join in a Pokemon walk.
Oh,
nice. I love this. That's so really cool. Our local community getting involved. And again, tonight, Rio Rancho Police Department is teaming up with the city of Rio Rancho at Cabazon Park from 9 to midnight for a Pokemon Go evening with the Rio Rancho Police. I like this aspect of it. Mm. I like that the community is kind of realizing, wait, kids aren't going to stop. Adults aren't going to stop.
Yeah.
Let's make it fun.
And what a cool thing for the police force to do something like that.
Yeah. People are getting outside. They're doing cool things.
Man, just drop and wait. Obesity is going to be gone in a year.
You know how hilarious that would be?
Dropping it like it's hot.
How ironic would it be if Nintendo was responsible for, like, obesity rates going down?
Saving billions of lives.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, man. If they keep up in the game with this thing, they will be.
They really will!
And the cool thing about it is, like we've talked about, augmented reality, obviously this is a shift. Yeah. This is the first step, or one of the first steps, because I know there was, like, you know, geocaching, and there were, like, less popular predecessors, but this is one of the first steps, and just the augmented reality of games. Yeah. When are we going to get the Legend of Zelda game?
Oh.
When you go on an adventure with Link.
Yeah. Well, I saw this really funny...
or Mario. I mean, think about it. You could do this with everything.
It was a fake, like, meme. You know, and it was like, you thought driving was bad with Pokemon Go, and it was a Mario Kart augmented reality.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
No, it would not. We would all die throwing red turtles at other cars and driving.
Obviously, there are some things that should not happen.
Yeah.
But just think about if you went to like a go-kart track and you could do that.
That would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like a safe, confined environment.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I think I have an idea.
Yeah, you did.
Guys.
Yeah.
Ghost Bugsters.
Okay.
You get it? I hate your ideas.
That was such a great idea. Someone's going to steal it and make millions.
No, what if we did it? What if we just went for it, man? Come on.
You know some investors.
Exterminators.
See, Somebody just told us this, and maybe we should do this, Steve-O, because I'm in the same boat. They say you need to switch to budget billing. Every bill is the same. Yeah. And I've actually thought about it.
Except now I'm hosed because I just got the most expensive bill I've had in like
years. Yeah, so like
years.
If you're going to switch to that, do you wait until you get the super low one and you're like, they're all
no,
like because
it takes like the last year of your, because I've called before about it and they tipped the last year. But what happened last year was we went out of town and somebody watched our house and I got a crazy bill and
I
was like, well, now I can't do budget billing for the next year because I don't want that to be in the budget. It's insane.
Yeah. It has been, like they say that this summer is the hottest summer on record.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, in the world.
Summer heat, would you
summer
say?
Heat.
Yeah.
It'll corn either sweats, make man. You
or break
melt
you.
Melt you.
Melt you. Make you or
melt, melt you. You or make you.
Well, let's just jump right into our little Pokemon Go update. Oh, yes. Guy in New York says he's the first person to catch every single Pokemon
this
in Pokemon
crazy,
Go.
This is crazy, guys.
Hey, that's cool, man.
Yeah, he's caught all of them. And here's his best tip for all you Pokemon masters out there. Buy some good walking shoes. He also recommends that if you're going to spend real money for in-game items, the egg incubators are the best bang for your buck.
They really are.
He said those are some tips for the best tips to become a Pokemon master.
Pokemon!
First one to do it.
You know what they need to do? They need to keep releasing updates to where certain Pokemon, you can only catch them if you chase them.
Yeah.
Like if you're on a track
yeah.
and you have to like chase them, and then what do you know? Next thing you look down and you've run a mile and you're like... I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm generally, like, my general disposition is lighter. I feel...
Nintendo is tricking people into being healthy. And I love every second of it. Because also, I've been outside every day.
Yeah, they're also tracking our location and mapping out our land.
I'm totally cool with it. Take all my land and my money, Pikachu. I love you.
Some guy wandered into the football stadium at the University of Oklahoma while he was trying to catch a Squirtle on Monday.
Oh, I still don't have a Squirtle!
And then he got trapped inside when someone locked the gates.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
He's stuck there until the next day. But he just caught Pokemon all night. Poke Dates, the Pokemon Go themed dating app, is now in effect. You'll never have to catch them all alone again. With these new Pokemon Go dating apps.
You can never, ever call them Poke Dates.
Beeflow has just sent me something. Hey, Poke Dates. Poke Daters.
That's not acceptable.
Listen to what Beeflow has
that's
sent
what
me.
That's what it says.
Thank you very much. I wish you a good luck. And we're going to be watching the cruise right now.
What is happening?
Beeflow texted me and said, did you know Celine Dion is on the Today Show right now?
What?
Oh,
and
man.
I said, Beeflow, I am at work and very upset. And so she just sent me the video of Celine.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say, Brittany Flowers, she's just one of the best.
I thought she was meant like on her show.
Oh, gosh.
No, we miss you. We miss you, Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What else
Pokey
we got here?
Daters.
A guy falls for a Pokemon Go prank and destroys his phone. This, I don't know if this is real or not.
No, but, that's called clickbait.
Yeah,
and you
it
fell
might be.
For it.
A woman in Canada wanted to mess with her brother.
Got some new jeans, though.
Because he's he's way too into Pokemon Go, so she started a second account on his phone to make it look like it reset, and he lost all his progress. He was at a level 26 at that point.
Oh, gosh. No.
Take a look at it in the parking lot. That's my name. I mean, I'm going to try and restart the app one more time.
He's just getting frustrated.
I put like 60 hours into this game. I can't even understand. I got to get out of this car. I can't be in this car.
You don't think...
60 hours into this game. 60.
So he grabs his phone
sure, like, so it'll
and
back
smashes
up
it.
I'm done with this. I'm done.
Dylan. Dylan, we're just joking. We're just joking. It was a joke.
Are you guys kidding me?
No, it was a joke. What did you just do? Oh, my God.
He gets in the car and leaves them
there. Did you see me filming?
Oh, my God. Are you guys...
Dylan, it was just a joke. Dylan, where are you going?
You have to walk home.
No, Dylan.
I'm done. I'm done.
Wait, don't.
There he goes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's real. It's real.
I think it's real.
Definitely not real.
It was real.
He drove around.
That was not real.
That was absolutely real.
It was well acted, but it was
no, it was not.
Real.
What did you just do? Describe it for our YouTube video.
What'd you just do? Did you not see me filming? Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that one's called Party. Never mind.
Shout out to our boy Ray Ray. He recommended this game to us.
Yeah, Ray Ray!
And our last one here. Three friends provided first aid to a seriously ill man they found while they were playing Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy was in his late 50s, and he was in a park. And the guy collapsed, needed medical attention. So they called 999, which is, you know, equivalent to our 911. And, saved this guy's life. They're heroes, all because of Pokemon Go. Nobody would have found them because nobody ever went outside before Pokemon Go. We just stayed inside.
I don't think so. Maybe this is why the news went from all bad to like good news, because good people were all indoors programming and
Nah, dude, that news was all bad.
Man.
Yeah. When we come back, slow motion theater.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump accepting the Republican Party's nomination for president.
Excessive heat warnings are up in a number of places in the nation's midsection, with temperatures headed for the upper 90s and heat indexes will be well above 100.
The murder suspect is back in jail where he belongs in Florida. Deontay Rezilis was captured at a West Palm Beach hotel all alone. He did not resist.
U.S. home sales rose to the highest level in more than 9 years.
Southwest Airlines has fixed computer problems but have more than 500 flights delayed again. Southwest is urging passengers to get to airports early.
The Justice Department is moving to try to block two mergers among U.S. healthcare companies. One is healthcare provider Anthem's purchase of rival Cigna Corporation. The other Justice Department action is against the merger of healthcare providers Aetna and Humana.
Russia is raging after the Court of Arbitration for Sports rejected a Russian appeal against a ban on the country's track and field athletes following claims of widespread doping.
The price of oil is down 40 cents, closer to $45 a barrel as gas keeps getting cheaper, dropping yet another penny. AAA's national average for regulars now under $2.19 a gallon, a 12-year low for July. The price has dropped in all but one of the last 39 days.
7:36.
High today of 100 degrees.
Not seeing any accidents showing up on my map. Man, that's good news about gas prices dropping. Booyah. That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
585 Live. Text the show. Call us at 338-3700. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Or if you just want me to say, hang up on yourself.
Yeah.
Can you just put a little more feeling into
it? Hang up on yourself.
Not that aggressive. Just make
hang
it sound.
Hang up on yourself.
That was like kind of monotone.
Can you be persuasive?
Hang up on yourself.
Hey, look, check this out. Hang up on yourself.
Oh. Ooh.
That's all right.
He just stole your catchphrase. That's a stabbing.
Oh, I came up with a catchphrase for you.
What was it?
Stolen.
And you said that's a stabbing a little too, like you were actually a murderer.
Yeah.
You need to put
Wait, what's mine?
You put a cute spin on it. You go, that's a stabbing.
Oh.
And then you murder him.
Yes.
Don't murder
anyone. What's mine?
I'm trying to think of what it was.
You came up with a new catchphrase for me?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know this would be a good one.
Leslie and I were thinking about it for about an hour the other night. We're like, we got to come up with a catchphrase for Steve.
Let me think of things he says all the time. It was fantastic.
That's a good one. Oh, no. Leslie brought up something that you say all the time in interviews.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, in interviews?
Yeah.
It's kind of like your son Brody when he says I think not. Like you have something like that in interviews.
Think not. It's kind of ironical.
No, hey. Something else. I'll have to text Leslie.
Okay,
but yeah.
Everywhere.
We got to get those shirts going, guys.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up with a plan. Yeah, we have to come up with a plan.
We got a plan.
I need a catchphrase.
We're working on a plan.
What? is not necessarily.
That's a great one. It's a good one for you.
It suits you.
That could be a hot seller.
What? That's how you say it. What? Because Jack says it exactly the same
way. He really does.
What?
What?
Yeah. But we kind of all do that. We all,
Yeah, heck yeah.
How about Pokemon Go Away?
But you love it.
That'd be a hot seller.
You like how it brings people
together.
But I
want everyone else to go away because I want to play Pokemon.
Except Nintendo would sue you.
That's true.
That's true. And they are. I just got the papers.
Oh. Pokemon Go Home, you're drunk.
Mm-hmm. Could be. I don't know when Pikachu started drinking again. He told me he had left it behind.
He totally left it behind. He's good.
All right, guys, it's time.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh! Theater! Oh! Oh, the car's on fire! Oh!
Welcome to Slow Mo Theater. It is time to half speed the Morning Invasion.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Take it down a few notches.
Sorry.
Slow it down. This morning, I have taken our wives and I have slowed them down. First up, Chrissy.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
So, Steve called me and asked me to come over.
Wait!
Oh, no,
wait!
What?
You gotta go back in time!
This is from her perspective.
Oh,
you be quiet.
I'm telling this story.
That's right.
She's right, man.
She's already screwing it up.
Very the same.
No, you did it to yourself.
So,
let's do it, Chrissy. Done. Go.
So he asked me to come over, and he wanted to go on the roof, and which was not abnormal because we had gone up on the roof and, you know, done stargazing and, like, hung out on the roof before.
So you guys were kissing.
Something we did. So he asked me to go up there with him, and he was like, I really need to talk to you about something. And so I was nervous. I'm like, oh, this is...
She really does sound like Chrissy.
We're done.
She just sounds like, relax, Chrissy.
Oh, man.
I was kind of nervous, you know. And we walked on the roof, but he told me, I think he told me to close my eyes. Did you tell me to close my eyes?
You're telling the stupid story. You've already started like halfway through the story.
We sound so much worse.
So good.
Oh,
that's good.
That was good.
Hi,
Chrissy
next
sounded
up.
Like just chill.
Yeah, she like, sounded like
had an evening
Chrissy.
Out without the kids, Chrissy.
Next up is Dawn. Yeah.
Yes!
Teo's wife.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. She sounds like Delilah.
Are you going to... Dawn.
Tell everybody. Tell everybody what
Dawn!
I did.
Dawn! Teo's wife.
Right. She is my finest piece
well,
of property.
That proposal was a pretty funny situation. It was a pretty wild day.
It was a wild day.
It was the last... Day, well, it wasn't actually the last day of the tour for Firefly. But
that was Johnny Jaren.
Kind of ended up being the last day for the full crew of Firefly because it was also the same day that Wendy gave birth to Glenn and Wendy's child.
She sounds like Delilah.
In Boaz, Alabama. But yes. It also happened to be the anniversary of me and Matt 1 year. As dating together. And so...
As dating together.
Anyhow, Matt had
dated
driven
other
like
people
two
together.
And a half hours to meet us in Boaz, Alabama to visit because it was the closest we'd come in a long time
romantic.
On tour to seeing him. So anyhow, so he He was driving in, and I actually didn't get to see him because I was going to the store to buy stuff for Wendy because she was trying to figure out if she...
Yeah, kind of.
She sounds normal, but a little slowed down.
There's times where she sounds...
We always sound crazy.
Yeah,
everything, we're like, yeah. We always sound so stupid.
Maybe
so far,
because they're
so far,
like
the ladies are just, they just sound a little bit slow.
They just
down.
Sound chill.
They sound relaxed.
They just sound relaxed. Yeah. Maybe it's because they're married to us, so they're super high strung.
Well, we haven't gotten
maybe
to my
so.
Wife yet, guys.
Oh, no.
We haven't gotten to Leslie yet. Let's slow her down. Well,
yeah.
Leslie, everybody's been asking about you guys at the gym.
Yeah. So we gotta go today.
We gotta go.
You wanna go?
My husband has boycotted it.
I got it.
He's not going back, and he won't.
That
no,
is
he's
not true.
Straight up.
You can't
you
say
know what,
that.
You know
that's not
I
what
got
I said.
Him a shirt. I got him a shirt, and I want him to wear it. It says, "I work out." Just kidding. I take naps.
Yeah.
Leslie wins.
Working
that.
Dude.
And that's
yeah.
what he's
going to
be wearing.
Well. Yeah. Just a quick briefing.
Yeah.
We wanted you to share what my proposal was like, you know, from your perspective. You know, I know it was a long time ago.
It was a really long time ago. Yeah, I have to think about it for a second.
Oh, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
Leslie wins. She's
yeah.
the winner.
Yeah.
Good job, Leslie.
That's-
just proud of you.
Wow.
Big winner right there.
Wow.
Whew. Now, so I found a great clip from yesterday's show when Teo was doing the news.
Teo.
And he broke the news about Temple of the Dog reuniting.
No.
And it sounds awesome.
Good. The Soundgarden Pearl Jam supergroup Temple of the Dog.
Yeah.
Is reuniting to celebrate its 25th anniversary with 5 dates in November. They're hitting Philly, New York, San Francisco, L.A., and Seattle.
Steve-o? No?
What do you mean?
You fan?
I mean, I just...
Temple
saw.
Of the Dog!
Temple of the Dog! That's the first super group.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, Pearl Jam 10.
Pearl Jam 10.
Is on my top 10.
One of the greatest.
It's one of the greatest records of all time. just last night I was talking to Chrissy because we were listening to Soundgarden, actually.
Yeah, I
got a grizzly. Down on the upside. Soundgarden, also, one of my favorite bands of all time. Temple of the Dog was this weird, rare occasion where there was one song, one, and everything else, it was just like, and you know the song.
You know it.
Bravo, bravo.
You know it.
And you know,
you
the,
know
song.
The song.
Hey, we just got a text on the live line.
What do you got?
It says, slow motion theater, funny for you guys, not so funny for us.
Wow, that is literally the first human being on the planet ever
so
to
I said,
say something negative about it.
I told you it would be a medium show, so quit complaining.
Yeah. First of all,
complainer.
Yeah.
You complainer.
Second of all, this is literally the most popular segment on our entire show.
Yep.
Literally.
Literally.
This is literally.
Maybe
that's it. Somebody else texts in. They're all texting in with catchphrases for Steve-O. Somebody else texts in, am I right? That's one.
We had multiple people chime in and say, "Oh no!"
Or "Oh no! 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 No!" No.
My favorite, from Farmington, the very first person to chime in on the catchphrase that I say a lot is, "You are such a dumb."
Yeah, that's good. One. I did say that a lot. All right, there you go. There's slow motion theater.
Yeah.
Brings you slow motion.
Oh, the car's on fire! Oh! Oh!
Whoa,
man!
That last
amazing.
That escalated.
Yeah.
Tune in next Friday when we slow mo Steve-O's mom.
Okay, we are never going to slow mo my mom.
I've already done it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh wait,
you're not going to be here next week.
I have it for you, buddy.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So you can do one clip if you want.
I'm not going to slow-mo my mom.
Or you could do the best of slow motion.
Yo mama.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. What we need to do is we should have slow-moed Ryan Coon from Waverly.
Yes.
Because that would have been the slow voice.
It would have been too much.
Be like,
oh, we don't have enough show.
My gosh.
Not to be outdone by the one person that didn't like it. Yes. Now our live line just blew up with slow motion theater rules. This gets me going in the morning.
This person
slow motion theater is awesome.
Just tuned in. Are you guys high?
No. We slowed it down.
On life.
I wish because on
wait, you wish you were high?
No.
We know you didn't. That's why you're here,
buddy. That's why you found Jesus.
Finished.
All right, you were redeemed. You don't have to go back in the trenches
on the podcast.
You get high on the spirit, son.
If you go to iTunes and download our podcast, there is a button where you can half speed our show. And I wish it was like that because it sounds so much better on the iTunes.
Really,
it sounds more clear. And
not like
yeah, computer.
Yeah. You know what we need to do is we need to set it up to where people can call in on the live line and leave us voicemails, and we'll pick the best one in slow-mo.
That's a good idea.
That's what we should do.
Do that, Starmie.
You can already call the live line. Don't forget for their all request hour Fridays at noon. And what you do is you leave your message, what song you want to hear, where you're listening from, and your name. But you could totally call in and leave a message and say this is for slow-mo theater.
Yeah. Hey, just call it 505-585-LIVE. And you can leave a message. And we'll slow-mo it.
Slow-mo, yo.
We got time for just a couple headlines here before we got to take a break.
You were born for news. How you're always taking undramatic things and making them dramatic.
The person that complained about slow motion theater being lame said, good point. Complaining stoked. Station change.
Oh.
We're glad it's stoked for you. Guys, I have bad, bad news for you VCR fans out there.
No. Uh-oh. That's me. That's me.
Finally time to get rid of your old VHS copies of Armageddon and She's All That, Steve-O. The dream is over.
Never.
It is dead.
Never.
Dead. There's a company in Japan called Funai.
Nai?
They're the last company left in the world that produces VCRs.
Really?
Wow.
They still produce VCRs. They make them in China, ship them off to be sold under other brand names like Sanyo and different things. Well, they've just announced, they're going to stop producing them by the end of this month. Believe it or not, they sold 750,000 of the VCRs last year.
Really?
In 2015.
What?
They sold 750,000 VCRs.
Wow.
But they still think it's time to move on. And we actually have some commercials here.
From the 80s.
From the 80s of VCRs.
In the new world of video recorders, nobody offers more performance features than this one. RCA Selectivision 650. Maximum 6 hour recording time. An unsurpassed 14-day memory. And remote control special effects. By slow motion. Picture search. And stop action.
Did you guys have slow motion on your VCR?
No.
What is that?
Okay. Obviously not a Selectivision.
Really? Am I the
gypped.
Only one that... Okay.
You were
rich.
You
had slow motion on your VCR?
Yeah, and then like we were talking last week about cassettes and how I had this like feature called the skip feature.
You were rich.
Or the repeat feature, and you guys are like,
never
what?
Never had that.
What?
Yeah. Parents couldn't afford it.
Hey, man.
I actually had to go Google it and find information from a manufacturer's manual to prove to our friend Lauren, who didn't believe me. That, yes, you can skip track to track on cassette.
I kind of still don't.
Here's a commercial, a VCR commercial from 1983.
Shaping up your video is as easy as this with the HR7100 video recorder from JVC. With color-coded feather touch controls, fast shuttle search, a 10-day timer, and full-function remote control, JVC's HR7100 is simply great video.
That looks
and
like very going
affordable
on the
price makes it great it video value, too. The HR7100.
See, that's an expensive one.
That's the for real one.
Yeah, that one. I couldn't afford that one either. What else we got here? Yeah, this is from 1987.
Honey, Douglas is going to fake it.
It sounds like it.
So who's going to program the VCR?
Panasonic understands.
I remember that commercial too.
Who's going to program the VCR?
Man, 1987.
I can't believe that this one company has still been producing them, though. 750,000 units sold last year of VCRs.
I think I have two in my garage.
Blows my mind. And it shouldn't blow my mind because yesterday, my friend Steve-O finally sort of started giving up on cassettes.
Sure did.
Sort of. The first step.
Steve-O and Tao were cruising home just listening to Wham. Just singing.
Yes. Holding hands.
Just a normal day.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Oh no!
This is what happened! It's too fast! It's too fast! Now it's way too slow. Find a middle ground. What?
Man.
It's all right.
You don't even understand how bummed out I was. Not
it really
only
did that.
Not only that it happened in my car yesterday, but that Teo was there to be like, hey, man, let me see that.
Let me see the
adapter.
I did
it silently. I said, do you have your adapter? And he said, yes. And then he was fiddling with that, and I was just like, click.
Yep.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, Steve-O, why are you clinging to dead formats? Oh. Do you understand how cool it is to pop a cassette into your...
You know what? That time when we went out in the parking lot and we listened to that GNR, that was a great moment.
It was a great moment.
America died a
little. What are
you
talking about? Do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. Oh, yeah, Guns N' Roses. You know what? It's great. No, all these kids and their newfangled technology with their iPods and their Pokeballs.
That's what makes you special, Steve-O.
Thank you. Thank you. My mom always told me I was special.
All right, when we come back, someone needs our help that we skipped over a couple days ago.
Oh, man.
A lot of text messages come in, man. It's just thousands upon thousands.
We do get lots. So
sometimes we miss some of them. Did I Do the Right Thing is the title of the text message that we received. So go read that and try to help someone out when we come back.
You will awake in the morning and start to see.
With Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
My wife just texted me the catchphrase, Steve-O, for the t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you will. You say that a lot during interviews. If you will.
No.
No? You don't like that one?
If you will.
If you will. If you will. Okay. Liveline blew up with a lot of good catchphrases. Thank you for that.
Guys, we're trying to do t-shirts.
If you will.
If you will. For our morning invasion
that's pretty
show
good.
Here.
Yep, I got one, which is hang up on yourself.
I got one, which is that's a stabbing.
Steve-O is just real picky. Just hasn't found the right catchphrase just yet, but it'll come, buddy. It'll come. I just, you know, hope we can get these t-shirts going here pretty soon, because not getting any younger. 807, good morning.
High today of 100 degrees, if you will.
100 degrees. Traffic! Shout out to the weather, keeping it 100 in Albuquerque.
Got a rollover in the right lane's blocked. I-40 East at Atrisco Vista Boulevard / Central / Exit 149. Again, rollover in the right lane is blocked, so that is going to mix it up this morning, a little west of town, off of 40. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We just got a letter.
Oh, yeah!
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Man, let's open this letter up and see who wrote in. Just love feeling paper in my hands.
You like feeling in control.
People write letters. It's so nice. This is a letter titled, Did I Do the Right Thing? Here it is. So I went to the Goodwill to buy a suitcase today. Showed up just 2 minutes late. The size of the suitcase I was looking for was being looked at by someone else.
Oh.
The person looking at it put it to the side and continued to shop. I circled around a bit to see if she was going to come back for it. At one point, it crossed my mind to just take it since it was just left unattended.
Yeah.
Not wanting to be a jerk, I decided to ask her if she was going to buy it or not.
Huh.
I couldn't find her, but I found the guy that she was with, so I asked him. He said he wasn't sure, but he thinks she was going to. Well, I ended up having to buy a smaller one.
Mm-mm.
My question is, would I have been a jerk by taking the suitcase?
No.
When it was unattended, or did I do the right thing?
Oh, you did the way wrong thing.
What? Really?
Yes, dude.
Think he did the wrong thing?
If someone is looking at something in a store, and they're like, oh, I might check this out. Maybe. And then they put it back down and walk away from it. It is fair game. You are in a store. Like, people look at stuff all the time and then set it back down and walk away. They're not coming back to it. And if they really wanted it, they should have held on to it.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point.
Seriously.
Because I've been in that situation where I'll grab something, go, I don't know, but let me just put it in the basket and then think about it. And then, 10 minutes later, I'll end up putting it somewhere that, you know, somewhere else in the store.
Right.
The difference is
you put it in your basket.
Yeah.
This person just set it back down on the rack.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yes.
As far
as we know. Now, like, if it would have been a different situation if the person would have been kind of tugging it along with their buggy or whatever, and then they left it unattended for a moment and you went over there and snatched it, that would have been wrong, I'd say.
Yeah.
But then I see the other side of it, because it's like, well, I mean, they seemed really interested. And then what do you do if you go to them just being nice and they're like, well, I think they were going to buy it?
I think that was super polite what he did.
It was very polite.
You know? I don't know.
Apparently I'm a jerk. I would have just picked it right up and not even worried about the other person who happened to look at it and then set it back down.
Do you feel like you would have said,
are you kidding me?
Swipe!
No, dude. Like, what? Oh,
it's mine.
Yes.
Man, I'm out of here.
Seriously, though, they didn't even have a thought about it. They put it back down at a store.
Put it back down.
You snooze, you lose, buddy.
Yeah, am
See
I
you
right?
Later.
Fair Bye-bye. Game. Woo! Fair game. I'm just gonna start saying catchphrases that people are texting in, because so far I've already said all of them on purpose. I am paying homage, if you will, to all of the catchphrases on the live line.
I believe it's pronounced Omash.
Well, we'd like to hear from you, Starmy, 585-LIVE. You can text in. Did he do the right thing? If he would have taken the suitcase after the person set it down, is that completely okay? I'm giving the guy props for asking, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, that was sweet. That was a nice thing to do.
Yeah. But would you have been a jerk if you would have taken it? I don't know.
Live line. I agree with Steve-O.
Am I right?
If you had come 3 minutes later and it was just sitting there, you wouldn't have even known. And it would have been her fault for putting it back down. Seriously.
Yeah.
You snooze, you lose. That's what somebody else said on the live line.
What do you do, though, if, let's say, he did grab it and she came over and went, oh, I was going to buy that.
Oh, I apologize. It was sitting here on the rack, so I just thought I would, okay. And then maybe in that moment you go, okay. If you saw them looking at it, you're like...
Would you do that? Would Steve-O Jeter
okay.
do that?
Okay. Well, apparently I'm so into myself that I wouldn't do that because somebody on the live line said, catchphrase for Steve-O, I look like Scott Staff. My long hair. My favorite band shirt. My son Brody. Get over yourself, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Man. Just some kind-hearted people on the live line this morning.
Man.
Somebody else on the live line said, at Goodwill, it's every man for himself. Okay.
My family and I, we like to find bags of clothes that are left on people's driveways.
Wait, what?
That's right. We go searching for bags of clothes that, people set out on.
No, dude.
Do what?
Because we can't afford gas to make it.
Say what?
The nearly new. Hmm. That's how I clothe my children now.
Okay.
Sometimes they leave scraps of food.
Scraps of
okay.
food?
Okay.
You clothe them with
on
the
a
scraps
side
of
note,
food?
Yeah,
like with bread?
Jerkface, who told me to get over myself, also said, who has seen Dumb and Dumber? Never pick up a suitcase sitting there. Mm. Why not? It's full of money.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right?
Out of control.
Our word is our bond. It's full of IOUs. Mm. You know?
This is for a car?
You're going to want to keep that. It's 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep that one. That one's pretty
We need to have an old movies night.
Old movies.
And just hang out.
And by old movies, you mean Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
That's how old we are.
Billy Madison.
Classic.
That is just...
My wife has never seen Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Hang up on
and
yourself, Chrissy.
Seriously.
See, listeners, long, long ago, Adam Sandler was funny.
Yeah. Many, many moons
many
ago.
Many years ago. Our generation has seen the rise and fall of Adam Sandler, which is terrifying.
Let's see. On the live line, somebody said, I agree with Steve-O, but at the same time, I think this guy put the faith of humanity back into the couple.
Ooh.
All right.
You know what? I like that.
Somebody else said, I would have done the same as him. I think that was very kind of him. By the way, if you make t-shirts, I will buy them. Somebody else trying to help me find my t-shirt said, catchphrase for Steve-O. But here's the thing. It's not really a catchphrase.
That's one.
But here's the thing.
Oh, but here's the thing. I got you.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. You say it a lot. They're trying to come up with
it
stuff
used to
you
be
say.
It, the HBD. That was what I used to say back in the day. The HBD. Here's the deal, bro.
Okay.
Oh.
It's the HBD.
HBD. Dude, I think you should just have dude because
dude?
You say dude a lot.
No, dude.
Or fresh. You love fresh.
Somebody chimed in from DC, which, by the way, super fresh that they're chiming in from DC. Am I right? Who said, this is Mike from D.C. Steve-O's catchphrase should be, that's my jam!
I remember, it was quite a few years ago
Happy
when...
Happy Gilmore is not better, Liveline. Shut your mouth.
When Buck and I called you on the show, and you said fresh, and we hung up the phone, and we're like, did he just say fresh? Because we hadn't heard fresh in, like, since the 80s.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, bro.
I keep the same words.
I know.
Totally I still say dope.
I've never heard anybody say
I still say fresh.
Years.
I still say word.
Do you still say
word.
Tubular?
I've never said tubular.
Tubular, bring
hey,
it back.
I've never said tubular.
Totes, tubes, man.
I've never said
tubulence.
Radical.
Totes,
never said
tubes,
that.
Bud.
So radical, bro. I never said radical. Never said those
You never
words.
Said radical when you watched Ninja Turtles?
Yeah,
man,
but
we used to say radical all the time. Radical!
Cowabunga?
That was a totally
no, 90s but you
word.
Never... Yeah, rad.
Radical!
Rad. Dude, radical. So rad.
You know what? Pick any of those. Those are great. Say all of them.
Whatever.
Am I right?
Somebody else on the live line is completely wrong and said Adam Sandler was never funny.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was really
funny. And then somebody else chimed in and says, catchphrase for Steve-O, if it bleeds, we can kill it. You're, I've never said that.
You are never allowed to be
in
around beans again.
In the history of ever.
Ever.
Somebody else said that I say quote unquote a lot. That's because in journalism, when you quote somebody, you're supposed to say quote end quote.
Nuh-uh.
Somebody else chimed in and said, oh my gosh, if you made a shirt that said, but here's the thing, I'd buy four.
I like that one.
Yeesh.
But here's the thing.
You do say that a lot.
And then somebody else said, Steve-O, I think your catchphrase should just be, what? I don't know. Thank you, guys.
My wife says, he also says the Star 88 email a lot for listeners who want to complain about something you guys have said.
Yeah, okay. But here's the deal.
My wife is
I have to. None of those are catchphrases.
What?
What she just said is not a catchphrase. It's literally something I have to say every day. Am I right?
Am I right? That's one. You say, it's there. It's a lot.
I do say am I right.
Am I right?
Am I right?
Dang
I
it, mean, but none of these are making me want to get a t-shirt. They're all making me want to expand my vocabulary.
You know what your t-shirt should be? Literally, we should take all of these phrases and put them on top of each other. That should be the print.
Yeah!
It should be because I just always talk over myself.
What should be on the bottom?
Yes, dude.
And then all of these other phrases should just be piled on top into one giant design.
In fact, somebody just chimed in and said, best Stevo word? I'd have to spell it. It's dude. N-N-N-N-D-E-W-D. Dude.
Could you have your face
seriously
in the middle
dude.
With all of the phrases around your head? That'd be so cool. I would buy 10 of those.
No, you would not. No one would buy that.
Yes, I would.
Seriously.
I would wear your shirt or your face every day.
Okay.
I would not. But I feel like that's a neat idea.
Oh, man.
I also say, quote, somebody just chimed in on the live line a lot. That's not a catchphrase.
That's a good one.
Gosh. I also failed somebody else who said you were supposed to read it as Jesse Ventura in Predator Man, because that is what Jesse Ventura says in Predator. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah. All right, thank you for texting us.
Yeah, it's still blowing
anonymous
up.
Good, let it.
the suitcase.
Dude, yes. Santa Fe, God bless you.
Okay.
My catchphrase should be, quote, I don't have a catchphrase.
That's it. That's it.
Dude, USA, Tao's USA, that's a stat,
USA,
your shirt.
USA. USA.
Hang up on yourself.
USA.
My shirt. I don't have a catchphrase, dude.
Clap.
I'm telling you, all of the catchphrases around your face would be
that
awesome.
Would be pretty fun.
Oh, really, dude, good. The clap one is great, because I clap a lot.
I remember when I first started here, Matt Gentry, a long time ago, told me that when you would clap, he would get so upset.
He would get so mad at me.
Because
for the longest time,
he said it'd blow out his ears.
Because he rocked his headphones so hot that I would clap, and he was like, you have to stop. You have to stop clapping.
So
it's distracting.
I was nervous coming here because I'm like, oh, man, I hope my ears are going to be okay.
Am I that loud?
It doesn't bother me.
Sorry.
Just your voice.
Somebody else says, Steve-O, you need to try some new catchphrases. None of these are sticking, so... Steve-O's catchphrase, literally, because we constantly speak metaphorically.
These are all funny. They're all just so funny.
I think the shirt should either be, I don't have a catchphrase, or it should be all of these.
Yeah.
Just
what?
Over each other.
No, dude. No, not, like, am I right?
Just over on
just
each other.
Just if you will. Can't even.
There's so many.
If you will.
Indeed. So good.
Chrissy said the one that Leslie chimed in on, I actually do say a lot.
Yeah.
If you will.
If you will. I think not.
That's Brody.
I think not, my
bro. That's my 3-year-old.
Your Brody is your twin.
Dude, the infamous laugh clap, but I don't know how you do that on the shirt. Yeah. Well. That is, yeah. Thank you for saying it's infamous, though.
When do you think video t-shirts will come out?
Video t-shirts?
Yeah.
I've got 3 of them.
Do you really?
Yeah, I actually have
a t-shirt that has a speaker that I can do.
I've seen those before.
Yeah. Joey got me that for my birthday 1 year.
I have a fanny pack with a speaker.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I got it. The speaker.
Yeah. Anyways. We really are working on shirts. We've been...
Well... Tao and I are done.
Your shirts are done. And mine technically is done. It just says, what?
So many people are like, I will design the shirt.
I know. We already have somebody for the good. They're an incredible local nonprofit.
Yeah.
And Ashley, who is an incredible graphic designer, she already mocked up some shirts for us. And it was like,
yeah.
Oh, we got to do something.
Yeah.
Got to do something. So I promise you guys, we will definitely have Morning Invasion shirts at some point.
At some point.
Soon and very soon. You just got to keep it locked.
Soon and probably sometime.
Am I right?
Probably sometime next year. You know what I mean? Just next year sometime.
Oh, my gosh. Comic-Con is blowing my mind right now.
Oh, let's... any news coming out of Comic-Con?
It's about that Power Rangers movie.
Oh.
Wait. You can't can't do the nerd talk thing
because
I'm not a Power Rangers guy.
Well,
so
I'm not a Pokemon
guy. Like, yeah, but we don't do nerd
talk. Do you have my
nerd talk's like when you and I are about to go off on nerd stuff, but like you're on an island.
If this thing is at New York Comic Con, we're going there.
Yeah. I'm a nerd.
Thank you. Okay. I like turtles. The new cast from the movie, they're giving interviews and whatnot. So Alpha 5, the little robot, he's going to be in the movie.
I don't even know.
Bryan Cranston's playing Zordon. Elizabeth Banks is playing Rita Repulsa. And check this out. They are alluding to a Green Ranger in
the movie! Hey, wait! Not everybody of us in here watched Power Rangers. What's so special about the Green Ranger?
Nobody cares.
No.
If you don't know Power Rangers,
don't know. If you don't know, if I have to tell you, I'm just
then nobody cares.
You don't need to know.
Why don't you give details real quick again?
I want to know. Wait,
about Netflix?
Why not the Red Ranger?
They released yesterday.
I heard the pink one's going to be in it. What does it mean?
I hate you guys. The Green Ranger was the Ranger that Rita made that was evil to combat the Rangers, and he kind of like infiltrated the group, and then
he wasn't like a Green Ranger. He wasn't an
enemy.
Wait, but did they know that from the beginning? Like,
no.
Did you know as a
we knew
viewer?
The viewer knew that he was evil, but he was kind of like
was that Tommy?
That was Tommy. I'm the new guy at school. And then,
but he was created to be evil.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew.
See,
any of that.
Gosh,
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Compelling stories.
Okay. Is it going to be played by the dude that played him, Tommy?
That Jason David Frank?
Yeah.
He did say that there was a possibility he would show up, but I don't think it would be in like that capacity. I think he would be.
He's
old.
Stop asking questions, Steve.
So anyway,
you know what?
Who cares?
I'm just trying to be the listener. I'm lending to the audience words. Am I right?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes,
and
you
just
are.
Move on. Yes. Last night, again, just repeating, Netflix and Marvel had a panel. They unleashed a little bit of the schedule.
The Kraken.
Yes, the Kraken. Luke Cage coming out in September. Iron Fist coming out probably early 2017. And then The Defenders, which is the team up of all the Netflix shows. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, maybe Punisher. I don't know.
That's like the street team, Avengers street team.
Yeah, it's like they're the ones doing the stuff on the ground.
Mm.
They're not off fighting aliens. They're fighting some weird ninja clan, which is totally different than aliens and completely believable. So, it's already happening. San Diego Comic-Con is going on. You guys just wait. You just wait till next week.
Dex, would you say it's beautiful? Just beautiful?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Somebody on the live line chimed in and said, why not have a couple options for each of you guys? For instance, I would rather have one of Dex saying beautiful, just beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm. That'd be a good
trick. That's got to be the top. Beautiful.
That could
just
be
beautiful.
That could be the next edition of
the next,
of my t-shirt.
We haven't even kicked off phase one. How can we have a phase two?
We got to have
that. It's our first t-shirt line. Guys, we have a t-shirt line.
We don't have a t-shirt line.
Oh my gosh.
We actually don't, because we're waiting on my catchphrase. And I'm
quiet.
I'm,
we'll do our first line, and then next time we'll be like the new spring line from the Morning Invasion.
We're gonna get fired
for the goods.
I want to do this before we get fired.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, "Oh, I listened to the Tuesday podcast yesterday. Stranger Things. Thank you. Mm-hmm, oh dear. Mm-hmm, no, mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. Thank you. I watched the second episode last night, and my wife was angry at me."
She was scared.
Oh, she was so mad at me because I'm like, can we please just one episode before bed? Because
beautiful.
Tao and Dex have already seen the whole thing, and you never let me do anything I want. Never!
Yep. Tell her.
And so
this weekend will be a good time for you guys to stay up late and watch it.
Dude, we watched the second episode last night, and like we finished the episode. And Chrissy looks at me and seriously was angry. Angry face, and said, I hate that we watched this before bed.
Whatever, that's the best time to watch it.
Oh, no, it is not!
Well,
it was
kind of
cool
because
we got to, like,
I bet you Matt didn't watch this before. We totally did, Chrissy. Guess what? You're wrong. We watched it right before bed.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know if the Morning Invasion rap song was really on YouTube. I can't find it. It's actually on Bandcamp. We have a link on our Facebook page where you can purchase the track. And the proceeds benefit Reload Love and Stardy.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Support the station.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go buy the
dude. Clan. The hand, Ninja Clan. It'll be my clap. It'll also be the hand who's going to be the bad guy in the Defenders show. Seriously.
Right. Gosh, I'm...
Am I right?
So mad.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to make one stick.
Okay, we got to take a break. We have some good news on the way.
Good news!
Whiskey Tango on the way. More headlines. We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump accepting the Republican Party's nomination for president.
Excessive heat warnings are up in a number of places in the nation's midsection, with temperatures headed for the upper 90s and heat indexes will be well above 100.
The murder suspect is back in jail where he belongs in Florida. Deontay Rezilis was captured at a West Palm Beach hotel all alone. He did not resist.
U.S. home sales rose to the highest level in more than 9 years.
Southwest Airlines has fixed computer problems but have more than 500 flights delayed again. Southwest is urging passengers to get to airports early.
The Justice Department is moving to try to block two mergers among U.S. healthcare companies. One is healthcare provider Anthem's purchase of rival Cigna Corporation. The other Justice Department action is against the merger of healthcare providers Aetna and Humana.
Russia is raging after the Court of Arbitration for Sports rejected a Russian appeal against a ban on the country's track and field athletes following claims of widespread doping.
The price of oil is down 40 cents, closer to $45 a barrel as gas keeps getting cheaper, dropping yet another penny. AAA's national average for regulars now under $2.19 a gallon, a 12-year low for July. The price has dropped in all but one of the last 39 days.
Wow. 8:40, good morning.
High today of 100, guys.
Traffic!
Let's take a look at traffic. Good morning. There's a rollover. I-40 east at Atrisco Vista Boulevard. That's exit 149, so be sure to watch out for that this morning. Have to go through there on your commute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Pretty excited today. Star Trek hits the theaters. Leslie, you're not going to work today. We're gonna leave. I'm gonna leave here and then I'm gonna come pick you up and we're gonna go watch Star Trek. Okay?
Okay.
Can't wait. San Diego Comic-Con kicked off yesterday. Lots of big announcements. Man, and the big announcements don't even start till Saturday?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we'll see more today, and then, yeah, tomorrow's the big day. Well,
AMC just announced that they're premiering the Walking Dead trailer for next season.
Whoa.
At Comic-Con today. I don't want to see anything, though. I wouldn't want to see that. Because by simple, I don't know, deduction, if you will, like if they show scenes beyond... Everybody on... I don't want to ruin anything.
If you guys were going to San Diego Comic-Con and you had to dress up as a superhero...
Spider-Man.
You'd be Spider-Man?
Yep.
Tao, what would you be?
I think because of my hair, I'd have to go as like Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Bucky?
Yeah.
All right.
Or the Crow. Ooh. Just take it old school. Which is what I'll probably end up being for Halloween.
Well... Let's just say you guys were there right now in San Diego.
We are?
And you needed a costume.
Oh, I do.
Well, let me recommend a place.
It's that time of year again.
Fanboys and fangirls are gathering like super bacteria for Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. Don't know what to wear?
Here at the Comic-Con Costume Emporium, we've got you covered.
Covered.
With unbeatable prices.
Helmets of all shapes and sizes.
Check.
But that's not all.
Boots.
Wings.
Wands.
Hats.
Breathing contraptions.
Belts.
Galaxies.
Guardians of Galaxies.
We've also got capes.
Boo wings.
Invisible and visible shin guards.
Horns.
Tiaras.
Guardians.
Robots.
Death Star plans.
Proton packs.
Spandex.
And potions.
Comic-Con Costume Emporium.
We've got everything you need for your nerdcation.
Come see us today.
That's sounds awesome.
Boot wings.
Gosh, I'm going to go
so
shop
good.
There.
You are the best pro.
Thanks, that was man. Really,
that was
really,
great, man.
Really
teach
good.
Me how to do this
That
stuff.
Wasn't me, guys. That was a professional
oh,
voice
Oh, yeah,
guy.
Totally.
Professional voice person.
He gets
not
paid
in
lot,
this room.
Lot of
teach
money.
Me how to do this stuff.
He gets paid a lot of money, guys.
So much money, dude.
That guy, I wish I could be like him.
He make all that money, man. He make all that money,
He make all that money, man. I tell you what.
You want to do some news?
Yeah, but first, let me talk about this luggage scooter.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually just saw it on Facebook. It's making the rounds on Facebook. But there's a luggage company called Motobag.
Motobag.
And so if you travel a lot, this would be perfect for Dawn.
I'm scooting over to the website as we speak.
Let me pull up the video for you guys here. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. See that guy? Check this out, Steve-O. Look at this.
This is awesome.
That is hilarious.
Is it real yet?
It is luggage that's also a scooter.
Yeah, you just jump on that thing, and then you just take off.
You look ridiculous.
You look super cool.
No, not even a little.
Yeah, have you ever had to run through an airport like gangbusters?
Look at that guy. That guy's all sweaty, and he's out there.
Okay, this is an advertisement. Of course he looks like that.
No.
She still looks ridiculous.
Let me interrupt here.
Oh, man.
I'm probably the one that's had to travel the most in the past couple of years. At least in the last 5 years between the three of us, okay? Never in my life have I experienced chaos. Like this past year, when I went to Norway with Audio Adrenaline, and like Dawn and Johnny, we all went there, but then Firefly and Dawn and Johnny continued on to somewhere else. I stayed with Audio Adrenaline. Never in my life have I experienced chaos trying to get through London Heathrow and not be late for a flight.
Yeah.
I was sweaty. Yep. I looked worse than that guy. I was stripping clothes. Like, I went in, it was cold, I had a hoodie on and all this stuff. I mean, I'm just losing clothes as I'm running. You know? It was crazy. Crazy. And they had all this construction going on. If I'd have had this thing, I'd have been going.
Yeah, that's faster than someone running.
Probably just giving the victory salute to everybody that I'm driving.
The coolest thing about this thing is when you open it up, it has a place where you can charge your phone.
Oh my gosh, that's worth its weight in gold.
No
right
way,
there.
Dude, because inevitably what's going to happen is you're going to charge your phone and kill the battery on your scooter. No.
Look at that guy. He's like checking it out like, oh man, I'm so sweaty right now. I'll see you later.
I hate you, lady. I hate you.
Look at her go. She's
and you know
cruising.
What he's doing. He's going,
oh, yeah, well, you look stupid. But so is hot. Okay, so is this a concept or is this actually?
No.
Oh, my gosh. The package is only 19 pounds itself.
Yeah.
Which you'd have to be pretty strategic with your luggage. You'd have to be, you know.
Here's one thing. This is a question a lot of people had is, well, airports allow me to ride around on this thing? And yes, they will.
I'm glad you asked, Johnny.
Oh my gosh, I just saw the price.
Yep.
I don't want to know.
No. Even this article, it says, Motobag is nuts. But really, this is nuts. This is dome nuts.
If you travel a lot.
I made that up. I added that.
It's worth it.
It says, we can't even get through a TSA checkpoint with a bag that has a built-in power supply. So do you really think security agents are going to let you scoot on through?
Right.
But the author of the article says, maybe I'm wrong. Look at all the GIFs in the video and the article. People seem to be enjoying rolling through the airport like jerks, swerving through fools who are still walking to their gates. I mean, this is the future, right? And then he says this, which I totally agree with. Not for $995. It's
not. Oh, my gosh.
That's the early bird price.
A grand?
That's the early bird price on the Indiegogo campaign. It also has an estimated delivery of January 2017, and we know how that typically works.
Yeah. And if you want something a little bit cheaper,
Pastor then Jason,
they actually have a suitcase, and it attaches to this tail. And it's like this little clip-on thing. Check this out. It's a clip that you clip onto your back, your pants, or your belt, and then you just wrap your luggage handle on that, and you can drag it behind you.
It's called my hitch.
I'm feeling embarrassed for you.
Hitch it up, baby. Let's go.
That's for the peasants.
Embarrassed.
Okay.
Embarrassed
for you. You can have the tail, or you can have the scooter.
The Modo.
Gosh.
Pretty embarrassed.
I would love to just scoot.
Why are you embarrassed,
airport, man?
This is terrible. This is stupid. My car. Okay. I drive a 99 Subaru. No, don't you do it.
Dex,
don't you
to,
do it, Dex.
Privately with Dex.
I have
quickly.
I'm telling real things. Am I right?
He said he needs to talk to me first.
Real quick.
Just 1 second.
We need to talk to Jason, and we need to get on this.
Uh-huh.
Because on our summers, you know, when we go summer in Vienna, we summer, you know, here. And then we were talking about going down to Venezuela.
I know.
And depending on the Zika.
That's where I was going with this, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
This would be incredible.
I know.
And forget that my hitch business.
Don't bring it up to him because you know how he gets jealous.
We could buy him a My Hitch for Christmas and he'll love it.
he gets so excited about, like, you know, brown paper bags and stuff like that. All the things the peasants.
I wish. I wish he loved that. My Hitch. I wish he wasn't such a peasant.
He'd think it was a satellite.
I know. Okay. Sorry, Steve-O. He had to talk to me for a second.
I had to have a private conversation. Every and time I am you well guys do that,
you always. You
now,
always,
what were you saying, Steve-O? What were you saying? Me, you have a 99 Subaru.
That thing cost $1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
My 99 Subaru is beat up. I don't know how it's still drivable.
I'll give you $50 right now.
For okay. Last week, a listener who felt extremely bad for me was like, hey, bro, I'm trying to get rid of this car. I will give it to you for... And it was like a third of what this bag... I could buy a car for a third of the price of a piece of luggage.
Your cassette deck doesn't even work anymore.
I know.
It's dropped in value.
No, I've been nervous. I can't even park in the garage anymore because the engine... the oil leak is bad, and so the engine or the oil burns on the hot engine, and it so it smokes, and it got into like the refrigerated air, and then the house just smelled like. So now I'm just parking outside,
like a peasant.
Yeah.
hey!
But I can't park in the driveway because there's like
he
a
means like a normal
leak.
Person.
Like yeah.
So you guys keep talking about this stupid luggage that's $1,000. Seriously.
How mad would your wives be if you bought this for a present? How much did it cost? $1,000?
$1,000. But, honey,
but you can
it's
cruise
a
around.
Piece of luggage that you can cruise around airports in, you know, because we travel once a year.
John would be like, I can't believe you spent so much money on this. And I would say,
you're welcome.
I also got Johnny one.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, and he would love it.
Yep.
I just can't even. Wow.
By the way, update Johnny. Mm. He can verbalize a few more things.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
He can say eyes.
Eyes.
He can say drums. Yesterday, he kept pointing. He kept pointing. And I was like, what are you pointing to? What are you pointing to? And he goes, drums.
Drums. Drums.
He was pointing to our bedroom where his drums are. Drums.
He's going to be a drummer.
Unless, secretly, he was talking about the two of you because he knows where you sleep. And he was like, dumbs.
Dumbs.
He sleeps
what
with
a
us.
Dumbs.
And he floats over the bed with the evil little red eyes every night. He knows good and well where we are.
That is floating. Not his laugh.
No, that's him.
That's Brody.
See, what else can he say? He can say...
he is an angel.
Of course, he can say, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
He can say different things. And then there's one word he can say that I think he learned at the Chick-fil-A playground, which I can't repeat on the air. But man, it is an emotional, powerful word.
You gotta watch out of the playground.
And
man.
He uses it correctly, which is
it
the
my
most
pleasure?
Terrifying thing. Yeah. No, it's... you can say it's scary. The opposite of that. It's horrifying.
Mm.
He's just a kid.
He's growing up, man. He's next thing you know, he's...
He turns 16 months years old tomorrow.
Wow. Don't be babbling like a fool.
Yes, sir. A family took a selfie. But this was no ordinary selfie.
Mm.
This was a selfie with a dead polar bear.
Oh. Wait, what?
And then they followed up with, was that wrong? Should we have not done that?
Yeah, but you got to read the story.
No.
Because they weren't hunting for polar bears.
These strange selfies show a family posing with a dead polar bear.
Oh, my gosh.
Shortly before the images were taken, the unnamed mother and father had been terrified the animal was going to attack their family. The farmers locked themselves and their children in a farmhouse north of the town Blönduós in Iceland.
Mm.
That's probably not the way to pronounce that name.
No, that's it.
A neighbor eventually turned up after hearing their shouts and killed the female polar bear with a single bullet from 130 meters away. For you Americans out there, a meter, it's kind of like a yard, but a little different.
Oh, okay.
But rather than be relieved they survived, the mother decided to take a little picture with the animal and allowed one of her children to do the same. Polar bears are not native to Iceland, but occasionally turn up after drifting over on ice floes from Greenland, although on this occasion in summer, it is believed that the animal simply just swam over.
Isn't it ironic that polar bears live in Greenland and not Iceland because they're like polar and they're white and it's like Iceland, and so you'd think they were like, you know, they'd be from Iceland, but they're from the green one.
Hey-o.
You know, if you think grizzly bears...
Am I right?
No.
You think grizzly bears are mean and...
Well, check this out.
Polar bears are... I mean, they are the
In
worst.
The country of Iceland, there is a policy of shooting all polar bears on sight
because having traveled a long way, they are regarded as hungry and dangerous to humans, like immediately.
Yeah. When I used to clean Steven Seagal's house, he had a giant stuffed polar bear in his house.
Good. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, did you really used to clean his house?
And a picture of him, he took a selfie next to the polar bear.
Did you notice that I was also in that photo?
No.
You were?
Yeah, I was back there.
That was you?
That was me.
What?
I had my beard grown out. It looked a little different. 59% of people say that the traditional 9-to-5 workday is dead, according to a new survey. Half of us check and answer our work emails after we leave for the day. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know why? It's left over from being in a band, because when you're in the entertainment business, your work is really never over.
Right.
Because you are constantly propagating a fan base and a brand and an image.
Oof. Just like what we do.
It's exhausting. No, we don't.
Exactly. No, that's what we do.
No, it is
what
we really do. Don't.
That, we
don't,
go Facebook
you're
Live.
Not doing, you're not doing it right then.
Yeah, I don't care. Am I right?
No.
We make it stick.
Gosh, maybe his catchphrase should be no, Steve-O.
No, that's your guys' catchphrase every time. Man, I say
I just
something.
Saw Brody there for a second when you did that all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw like Brody as a grown man.
Yep.
Okay. We got a stupid photo of the day, which is going to translate really well over radio.
Oh,
so I'm
this is a great photo.
Perfect.
It's a good Here's photo. Why you don't steal your coworker's stuff from the fridge.
Mm.
This has happened to me here.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure it has.
It like really has. Church. He had to put a sweet little note on the front of the refrigerator.
I also publicly shamed the thief.
But do you put the note on the food or the...
No, the fridge after it was stolen. Mm.
I put up a sign on a cardboard cutout. There was some caution tape. There was a video camera. Remember this the next time you think about stealing your coworker's food out of the fridge. Someone just posted a picture on Reddit.com. From a Post-it that one of their coworkers left on a bottle of Coffee Mate in the fridge. Let me make sure this isn't horrible.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine.
Quote, to whomever has been enjoying my coffee creamer all week, surprise, you've been drinking my breast milk. Hope you've enjoyed. Cheers.
Oh, man. That's good.
What?
That's a feminist. I am so stoked right now.
Go look at the picture. Okay. It's right down there.
Whoa!
There
no, I'm just kidding.
I don't.
So you got to put it right on there. Whoever's using my milk, hey, that's breast milk.
That is hilarious. B. P.S. It's organic, so no worries.
Oh my gosh!
Smiley face.
That's good.
That smiley face is so intimidating. It's like, what have I done?
Somebody on the live line just chimed in with the suitcase scooter. By the way,
what'd they say?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's just a push scooter, though.
Yeah.
Like, so you'd have to push it. 1/10 of the cost.
Cruise around on that?
No.
That would look like something very fun for you, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O. I bet you and your friends and family and people would like that.
When we come back, good news. Woman saw a baby floating down a river.
Oh my gosh, how is that good news?
What do you think she did?
She gave it to her father, Pharaoh, and they decided to raise it as their own.
How did you know?
Oh, it's crazy. And then he grew up and killed somebody, and they were like, this was a mistake. Next thing you know, you got locusts eating everything. Oh, dude. Should have left him in the boat.
Also, a story coming up titled The Man with No One to Mourn Him.
What?
Oh, no.
Talk about it next.
The Morning Invasion.
When we first started this, well, when I first came on board, there definitely were a few of you out there in the Starmy.
That hated you.
Weren't a big fan of the old Dex.
Yeah, speaking of, we had a bunch of Edge Army listeners chiming in this morning as
hated.
Well, which is cool.
Good.
We got one on the live line just now saying, I listen to Buck and Dex every morning in high school, go Bears. Mm. And even MySpace Dex for advice concerning a Bible verse tattoo.
Wow.
MySpace.
MySpace.
I was considering getting, didn't want to upset my parents at the time. Dex gave me some great spiritual advice. 8 years later, I'm a cop in Las Cruces and listening to Brother Dex again.
Come
Thanks
on.
For making my mornings enjoyable. God bless.
You gotta be kidding me. How old am I?
Oh.
How old am I? Oh. How long have I been doing this thing?
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
29, by the way.
Turned 36 yesterday.
37.
Close enough.
Oh.
What
once you get past 29, you just stop counting forever.
Yep. Not me, man. I turned 33 in a couple weeks. Don't forget, guys, August 12th.
That's true.
I think it's a... Is it a Friday?
It's a really expensive time in my life.
It's a Friday, August 12th. Big time B-Day for me. Who's going to do it?
Dexter's birthday. We got Steven's birthday on Thursday. We got Tao's birthday on the 12th. We got Tia. Joey's birthday on the 13th. I am broke.
B-Roke. That's my rap name.
Well, what if...
B-Roke.
What if we teamed up to buy presents for friends? You know, like...
That's what Steve-O and I did for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
that's what you and I should have done for Steve-O, but we're terrible planners.
Yeah.
That's Steve-O, okay.
Steve-O has the forethought to be like, hey, you want to team up? And I'm like, yes, great idea.
See, the three of us could team up and, you know, spend $20 on Steven. That'd be a $60 gift.
That's a really good idea. It's
Wait,
Thursday,
wait, so. Wait, wait, wait. For who?
For Steven.
He's had plenty of gifts. He was in Amberway.
All right. Let's see. Oh, have we done the time?
Probably no.
9:05.
High today of 100.
Traffic! I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick of this triple-digit weather.
Yeah.
Hate it. Don't forget, guys, west of the city, there's a rollover I-40 East at Atrisco Vista Boulevard. It's been a little while since it happened. You guys watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
The man with no one to mourn him.
Oh, no, I don't want to
That's
hear
so
this.
Sad. You That's just kicked headline. It off like...
The man with no one to mourn him. Let me tell you about Stuart Cooney. A 95-year-old war veteran.
95.
Dude, this is getting real sad.
You don't see men, especially,
right?
outliving their wives. That's
you
pretty
don't.
Rare. 95-year-old war veteran. Outlived his wife and son. He was set for a lonely funeral attended only by his caregivers and a social worker. Well, an appeal to give him a good send-off was made on Facebook and in a local paper. Mm-hmm. One of the caregivers said, "We're in a world for such a short time, no one deserves to go to the grave without being recognized." I asked one of the nurses about Stuart. She told me that he had been in World War II. He was in the Royal Artillery. And served in Egypt and Sicily.
Egypt.
Wow.
I think it's...
Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt me.
He was about to be Egypt on a funeral.
Cooney was described by some of the caregivers as lovely and cheeky. He was 95 when he died. His wife, Betty, passed away in 2008, and the couple's adopted son died in 2014.
Okay.
He would talk about his wife a lot. He called her Barnsley Betty.
He had to mention. Why are you going to make us cry, bro?
So he would sometimes get a little confused and think he'd been out doing things with Betty and his son. He was always pleasant, loved to sing. He'd always sing Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
This was his favorite song, My Way. My friend. He'd always want us to join in and sing with him.
Right. I'll state my
case. Cooney was born in 1921. He trained to be a jute weaver at 16.
Did I say that right?
A jute weaver. A life that's
full. Okay. I traveled east. What is that?
And I don't know.
Every highway
and more. Here's the cool thing about this. So he only had two people that were going to attend his funeral when he died. I did it. So, they reached it to find it. What it was?
Yeah, jute weaver. Jute is a long, shiny, or long, soft, shiny vegetable fiber that can be spun into coarse, strong threads.
Wow!
The industry boomed through the 18th and 19th centuries. Jute weaver was a recognized trade occupation in the 1900 UK census.
Yeah, when he was 16 years old, he trained to be a jute weaver.
Neat!
That's pretty cool.
Hey, that's pretty neato!
He also worked as a loom tuner. Can you look that one up, too?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to do that.
He is so old that none of his jobs
his
are still in existence.
Don't exist anymore.
I know.
A loom tuner.
Yeah.
Okay. Each careful step. You can still get a loom tuner job in Australia, actually.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What mm-hmm. do you do?
You tune looms.
There it is. Much more than this. Okay.
Right. This website found one definition of a loom tuner. Yes, and I can't find it.
All right, whatever.
Forget it.
Well, the caregivers and some of the nurses decided, let's get in touch with the local military.
Okay.
See if they could provide any soldiers for the service. Shops have started to, they found out from the newspaper and Facebook, and they wanted to send flowers. So you had all these flower shops sending these beautiful flowers to the funeral. When the funeral happened, there were hundreds of servicemen that showed up in uniform. They had a cannon. Man, they launched cannons. They paid tributes. They had a fireworks show. My share of losing. They had a cotton candy stand. They had jumpers for the kids. I find it all so amusing. There were 1 million people that showed up to this.
Okay.
You guys aren't listening.
I am listening.
I said 1 million people.
That was false. May I say... That's why I said,
okay. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to find out what a loom tuner is.
Dude, it's an old job, it's gone. A loom?
No, you can still get it in like the UK and in Australia.
Isn't a loom that it weaved a bunch of different fibers together?
A loom tuner, this is the job description, at least in Australia. They set up, adjust, and maintain industrial or domestic sewing machines or machines used in the production of yarn, textiles, or footwear. Loom tuner. So maybe it's like a sewing machine engineer.
A loom is used to weave. That's on the text line.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he did that back in the day.
Okay.
But he had hundreds of people showing up. Service men and women.
That's awesome.
He had beautiful flowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had Frank Sinatra's My Way. The caregiver said, I think he would have really liked it, especially with the military people coming. He would have loved to chat with them. He was so proud of his time in the Army.
Damn.
So here at the Morning Invasion, we want to give a big shout out to Stuart Cooney.
You guys bring your rifles. Yes. We're going to do a 10-gun salute.
It was my
aim north.
It's a different kind of morning invasion.
Yes.
Because we weren't supposed to be there, and yet here we are.
Yeah.
Firing off guns.
It's beautiful, guys.
It was
beautiful.
Did he hit that shot over there?
95.
That's pretty crazy, though.
I've never seen anything like that.
Man.
And then so many people come out to honor
I'm
him.
I'm like nervous.
That's what
makes me think about The Forgotten.
As we destroyed a dove shed.
The movie? I mean,
no.
Oh.
I'm talking about The Forgotten at nursing homes.
Oh, no. Dex, don't do this.
I won't. Just worry about them.
You know I don't like going to nursing homes.
Here's what we're
going
to do.
Please don't let me go to a nursing home someday.
We're going to find a local nursing home.
I won't.
It's going to have a pokey stop, okay?
Oh, gosh.
We're going to set up a lure at the old folks' home with at the pokey stop. And then a bunch of young people are going to show up trying to catch Pokemon, right? And then in turn, they'll end up hanging out and sharing stories because at a Pokestop, if there's a lure, you just want to sit there.
Yeah.
So what better way to do that than like sitting in a nursing home and you're hearing like old people share stories, right? And then, oh, watch out. And then, okay, Bulbasaur. Wait. Nana Joe. Oh, gosh, pay attention. I'm trying to play Pokemon.
Be careful. A lot of people in electric wheelchairs.
I think I just invented a cool ministry. Yeah. You catch Pokemon, and you're an ear for old people telling their cool stories.
Honestly, though, Nintendo really should lean into this thing.
What do you mean, honestly? I'm being serious.
Getting people out of their comfort zone, because it would be really cool to get people going by and seeing folks in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know it's worked wonders, seriously, in the animal community because there's...
The local organization.
Yeah, we posted it on Facebook, or a listener did, and then we shared it. Essentially, there's a lot of dogs that don't get walks.
I think I have a good one, guys. I know what I'm going to invent.
Okay.
What?
It's called Pokey 90X.
Okay.
I'm with you on this.
I know.
Think
about
it. It sounds strange, but I'm with you.
Pokey 90X.
I really don't want
Pokey
to do
90X.
This.
You got to train your arms to be able to throw
those
Pokeballs.
The DVDs.
Oh, my gosh.
We could be the guys in the videos, and, you know, for only like...
three payments of like $5,000,
yes,
you could buy these DVDs with us.
Three payments. Okay, stop talking.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
And then after that, we could do like a pokey insanity.
Stop talking.
Oh, man. These are good ideas that need to be used and not wasted.
Well, nobody's listening anyways. Pokemon!
Hey, you know what I want to talk about?
What?
Tesla.
Yeah, let's talk about Tesla.
I need the weird science. Weird science.
I've got my shirt. It's just the Punisher logo. Uh-huh. It's just going to say the Punisher.
It should be the Punisher logo with a really, really stupid smile instead of the skull. It should be like some... Right. Okay, so the first master plan written by Elon Musk 10 years ago. Elon Musk, the guy that owns Tesla. Check this out. It's in its final stages of completion. It wasn't all that complicated. Basically consisted of four things. Okay, ready for this? 10 years ago. Number one, create a low volume car, which would necessarily be expensive. It happened. Number two, use that money to develop a medium volume car at a lower price. That happened. Number three, use that money to create an affordable high volume car. That is currently happening. And number four, provide solar power. And he says, no kidding, this has literally been on our website for 10 years.
Really?
That the master plan has been on the website
solar
for 10
power?
Years. Solar power. And he goes through the reasoning behind why he had to go through it in this certain order. He says, part of the reason I wrote the first master plan was to defend against the inevitable attacks Tesla would face, accusing us of just caring about making cars for rich people, implying that we felt there was a shortage of sports car companies or some other bizarre rationale. Unfortunately, the blog didn't stop countless attack articles on exactly those grounds, so it pretty much completely failed that objective. However, the main reason was to explain how our actions fit into a larger picture, so they would seem less random. The point of all this was and remains accelerating the advent of sustainable energy so that we can imagine far into the future and life is still good. That's what sustainable means. It's not some silly hippie thing. It actually matters for everyone. So he goes through, you know, talking a little bit more about the solar power stuff and the electric stuff and then going. And then the cool thing is the master plan part due. Since master plan part one is nearing completion, check out part two. You ready for this, guys? This is what they're going to be working on for the next 10 years. Create stunning solar roofs with seamlessly integrated battery storage.
Wow.
That would work great here in New Mexico.
Yeah.
We could probably be one of the first places to try it out.
Sun never stops here.
Number two, expand the electric vehicle product line to address all major segments. So you'd have like your 4x4 electric cars, you'd have your this kind of electric car, that kind of electric car. Number three, develop a self-driving capability that is 10 times safer than manual driving via massive fleet learning. This is where they're going to run up on a lot of stuff because we just heard, you know, recently about the accident, or the guy was killed, right? Doing the self-driving thing, and he was playing, or he was watching Lord of the Rings or something like that, and he died. But then here, Steve-O, listen to this part. This is the interesting thing. Number four, enable your car to make money for you when you're not using it.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Well, check it out. If all the cars were self-driving, and if you're not driving your car, you could send your car out on a mission to go Uber people around.
Wow. That's uber cool.
Okay. Hatred. But, dude, I'm just thinking this is neat. Neato.
Yeah, somebody would steal your car.
We don't know that.
Well,
why would they steal it if they weren't going to be driving it around?
I don't know.
Exactly.
They could take it for their own and use it.
Nah, the robot would stop him.
No.
This is going to be a neato time.
That's pretty cool.
It is
pretty
cool.
Yeah, but look, they said they had that thing on there for 10 years. How long do we have to wait for that?
Well, I mean, hopefully not, you know, super long, but maybe within 10 years. I know
Come on, man. Where are the flying cars at?
I know you're going to be hitting that AARP age, but I'm still going to be rocking, so bring it on.
That's true. Yeah.
I thought it was cool. You guys don't care about anything.
I think it's cool.
I care.
No, you don't care. Yahoo. I don't want to hear about it.
I care.
Well.
Here's what's weird. My neighborhood is already, it already feels like the future because most of my neighbors have installed solar panels. Mm-hmm. Like my house is like one of the few on the block that's still like.
That come with the homes?
No.
They actually install them.
No. Well, our boss, DJ Bossman Dan, he did the same thing and he was telling me all about it. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's like it's super easy, guys.
Yeah, it sounds super easy. Way too good to be true. It's like, here's what they do. They come to your house and they put these things on your house and it's only like $70,000.
But in the long run.
But in the long run, in 140 years, this house is going to be self-sufficient.
It's not
140 years. I don't know, man. It doesn't sound right. No. Something doesn't sound right.
It speaks to how we want results right now.
I know. I just haven't. I don't know. I can't pull the trigger, but everyone in my neighborhood has.
You gotta check
Seriously,
it out.
I'm like the lonely house without solar panels.
You should go talk to them about their power bills.
That's good. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what up? Man.
How you guys doing?
Good. Is this Adam?
It's Adam.
Yeah! Adam! Nailed it!
Good.
Got it. Yeah, I was calling in about. I'm a huge fan of Elon Musk, man. And
see, thank you.
Hey, you guys. Have you heard his first principles? The way he uses logic.
No.
Like how he basically comes up with all this stuff. It's brilliant and it's worth using in your life. Really, it's really pragmatic because he basically says to argue from illustration or analogy, like most people do. You know, like so. Most people will take something and then they'll use an analogy like, oh, this is how we are with God, which is, since God's a father, you know, we can relate to God as a father. So you're using an analogy or an illustration.
Mm.
Well, he doesn't argue that way. He argues from first principles. So what that basically means is that the irreducible minimum truth that we have, and then you build from those. And it's pretty brilliant. That's how he basically came up with, well, he invented PayPal initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
he was into PayPal,
he invented.
Yeah, him and Peter Thiel, I believe is how you say his last name, are the founders of PayPal.
Wow,
that's how he got all his money. And by the way, he's South African, which is
that's good to know.
Yeah.
PayPal is a scam.
PayPal is not a scam.
It is. What are you talking?
They hold your money in their bank account so they can collect interest.
Adam, thank you for always being smart and ignoring us.
Adam and I could never be friends because he's just way above me. I mean,
he's really intelligent.
I don't even know what you just said.
But that's why he's giving you.
But that's why you need to be friends.
He's giving you the keys.
You need to just shut up and listen to him.
He's telling you how to think differently, and you're completely missing it because you're using an analogy based logic.
Boom.
Great shot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no, you guys are funny, man. But I just thought I'd share that with you guys because I know that in my life it's made a lot of sense when you really look at what he's doing. And then he wants to go to Mars, you know, his SpaceX. The dude is just like he's unbelievable
he's
the way that he can do all this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty inspiring. At the least, it's pretty inspiring that somebody would just be thinking out the box like that, but then actually going after it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and then I'll take your guys' other comment as a roundabout way of, like, wanting to get punches. You know what I mean?
Yes! Let's kick it!
That's all I'll take it. I don't know if that's how you meant.
Yes. Take it that way.
Yep, for realsies.
Take it to the limit.
Thanks,
One more time. Appreciate you, Adam.
I just turned it
into right
Rose.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. All right.
What did you say the last part? I didn't.
By the way, on the live line, we just got somebody chiming in saying, hey, solar is cheap now. Look into it. Alan from Affordable Solar. Thanks, Alan.
You're going to get hit up like crazy.
Dude, for real though, everyone on my block. It's like all of a sudden, it's B2B2B. All these robots are out there installing solar. And I'm like, that's cool. I drive a 99 Subaru and it has a cassette deck. I'll get there in 2043.
No, you won't. You'll never be there.
I mean, it seems cool. Are you kidding me? My P&M the last month was $400.
Oh,
you can't keep that refrigerated air just rocking during the day.
I don't, dude. Every morning when I wake up, I go,
Rocket probably
immediately put it to 80.
It's Rocket.
Yeah.
It could be
the dog. He just is like, I just can't hang with
could
this.
Could be Rocket. Yeah.
And then he puts it back up right before I get there, so I think it's been at 80 all day.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
My dog.
Maybe you've got a ghost in your house that just wants it cooler.
No, stop. I'm watching Stranger Things, and it's freaking me out, man.
What if you found out
that it's not a ghost, then. It's an interdimensional being.
If you found out that someone had been living in your attic.
I don't have an attic. Wait, I do have an attic, and I never go up there.
You need to look at
it. I never go up there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, watching Stranger Things makes me sad because I remember when I was a kid, we had a basement. I love basements. We don't have a basement. There are no basements in New Mexico.
My
I
want a house with a basement.
I hate you. I want a house with a basement.
Northeast Heights, come on.
Yeah, okay. For the low, low price of stupid expensive, you too can live somewhere with houses that were built in the 50s and are going to fall apart. Or you go to the west side where it's a tenth of the cost.
Yeah, but you live in a mansion.
I don't live in a mansion.
Okay, how many square feet is your house?
I'm not saying
2,000. Yeah, exactly. 3,000! 3,000! You know how much a 3,000 square foot house is on the northeast side of town?
It's not really 3,000 square feet. That is a major exaggeration. House. It's like $2,965.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've been to your house many times.
$1 billion. It's a freaking huge house.
It's not a huge house.
It is. It is big.
Dude,
it's like six bedrooms.
And here's the crazy thing. We paid less for that house on the west side
it's the west
than
side.
We did for our little tiny townhome that Chrissy and I had when we first got married over by La Cueva.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
here we go. Here we go. What? Real estate Buck just chimed in. Oh, gosh, I hate you guys. He has a basement.
Yeah,
I want a basement.
He does.
And I want a dartboard. And dude, I want Chad, Brad, Brian to come over all the time.
If you had a basement, we could put up like drum set and all kinds of amps and
guys,
stuff.
Guys, I want a basement.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
I know! A 42-year-old woman from Washington named Darcy Dawson.
Darcy.
She was on vacation with her family in Lewistown, Montana.
Hey, that's where you're from.
My neck of the woods. She was just hanging out next to a river. Probably playing Pokemon Go or something. And right when they were about to walk back to their cabin, she looked over her shoulder, saw something float by.
What's that? Was it a Pikachu?
No.
Was it a Snarly Bear?
Nope. It was an 18-month-old baby.
What?
The baby had fallen in while his parents weren't looking.
Oh my gosh. That's nuts, though.
How old is Johnny?
That terrifies me.
16 months tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16
months
old.
Little Johnny falling in, just floating down the river.
Hey, stop.
Nope. So Darcy.
That's cool that the baby was floating, though.
Did what? What did Darcy do?
Well, she obviously ran in and grabbed the baby.
Well, no. First, she battled for that Eevee. And then she had to take her phone, put it somewhere safe so it didn't get wet.
Yeah.
And then she rescued the baby.
Darcy ran downstream to get ahead of him. Yelled to her parents. Someone call 911!
And her parents said, I don't know what a phone is. Darcy, you're 42.
She also made sure her three kids stayed away from the shore. Pulled the baby out. He didn't have a pulse. But luckily, she's a teacher and was a lifeguard in college. So, she's taken a lot of CPR classes over the years. She managed to get him breathing again, then handed him off to the paramedics.
Wow.
They life-flighted him to a hospital, and his doctors say, he'll be fine.
Yes!
That is incredible.
Darcy! Yeah,
it doesn't look like the kid will suffer any brain damage.
That's amazing.
Darcy didn't know if he was okay until the next day when his great-grandmother showed up at her cabin to give her a hug. Local police gave her a life-saving award.
A package of lifesavers.
That's never been given out to a civilian before. The life-saving award.
Oh, it's like a package of lifesavers?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and a package of lifesavers.
Remember lifesavers? Do they still make those?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I loved the coconut one. The like, clear one and the red one.
Who are you?
The cherry and the white one were the best.
Raise your hand in here if you know CPR.
I sort of know it. If I get a refresher course, I'm like, yeah.
We had to graduate high school. We had to know CPR, and I think
you got to do it to like Queen. Don't. Another one bites dust. You really do. I'm serious. Yeah, you got to keep the beat.
Sounds
good. I'm not being funny. That's real. And the whole time you're going, not on my watch.
I'm serious.
What is this from?
What?
The not on my watch. Or is that, oh, that's just know. What you yell when you
that's what I yell when I perform CPR.
That's your phrase.
Not on my watch, bro.
Not on my watch.
I don't know. Phone line's jammed. You please. Should take line one. I already answered
anyone
it.
Other than
good morning.
Hello. Sorry yeah. you've been on hold forever. Yeah. Let's get back to real estate.
Hello. We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, you guys were talking about real estate, and I was like, why didn't you call me?
Yeah.
We, you know what? We have to go to break.
No, no, we need to talk
now
to you because...
Now you're talking about saving babies, and no. Steve-O's talking about being disrespectful, playing queen, and another one bites the dust.
No, that's
CPR.
Real. You got to keep a beat.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah. You got to keep a beat. Listen, we need to talk. Apparently, I need a basement. Our girl Becca on the live line said, basements all over the Heights. Get with it and move to the Northeast Whites, yo.
Yeah, and what are you talking about? The houses built in the 50s are falling apart. Are you
they're
kidding me?
So
the
old.
Houses that are built in the 50s are the ones that are going to be standing here for like another 100 years.
That's true.
Hey, man.
Because they built legacies back then,
totally.
Am I right?
Hey, man.
That's right.
Just punch it.
You know, Steve-O, just so you can cover this, I have a basement. It's 600 square feet, and it's finished.
Guys, we got to take a quick break.
What happened?
Aaron Buck Burnett hanging out with us right now.
Yeah,
go ahead, Aaron. Tell us what else is going on.
What happened? Everything went dark.
We got to take a quick break. We'll
love
be back
you.
Right after this. Don't go anywhere.
What did you do?
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo. Hey! What's going on?
Donald Trump accepting the Republican Party's nomination for president.
Excessive heat warnings are up in a number of places in the nation's midsection, with temperatures headed for the upper 90s and heat indexes will be well above 100.
A murder suspect is back in jail where he belongs in Florida. Deontay Rezilis was captured at a West Palm Beach hotel all alone. He did not resist.
U.S. home sales rose to the highest level in more than 9 years.
Southwest Airlines has fixed computer problems but have more than 500 flights delayed again. Southwest is urging passengers to get to airports early.
The Justice Department is moving to try to block two mergers among U.S. healthcare companies. One is healthcare provider Anthem's purchase of rival Cigna Corporation. The other Justice Department action is against the merger of healthcare providers Aetna and Humana.
Russia is raging after the Court of Arbitration for Sports rejected a Russian appeal against a ban on the country's track and field athletes following claims of widespread doping.
The price of oil is down 40 cents, closer to $45 a barrel as gas keeps getting cheaper, dropping yet another penny. AAA's national average for regulars now under $2.19 a gallon, a 12-year low for July. The price has dropped in all but one of the last 39 days.
9:40. Good morning.
Hi, today of 100. Okay. Sorry, guys, I was a little distracted. I'm getting texts
about,
and it's not good.
From
the first one, I can't read because it's inappropriate. But it's towards Dex.
Oh.
Towards me?
The second one says, I'm sorry, man, but I'm done being gentried.
Oh.
That was the last time I'll be calling the show.
No.
Aaron's pretty upset.
Hey-o.
Aaron Buck Burnett.
Oh, man.
Now in real estate.
Someone's got a stinky diaper.
He used to do a morning show with you, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's how we all became friends. He ended up going on and making a ton more money than us.
Yeah, but is he happy?
All three of us combined.
I mean, really, is he happy?
Seems really happy, but he still enjoys listening to us on the Huge. Chimes in. He'll text me in regularly. He'll enjoying bits and stuff. And he's usually pretty good about going with it. But I kind of understand.
Oh, wow. Gosh. He turned
Buck,
into a full-time
hey,
listener.
No!
Let me,
you guys did a show together forever!
Let me
and
reach
he's,
out.
And he is, let's be honest, Gentry is that guy!
Let me reach out to him. Let me reach out. But, this is Teo. I'm sorry that Dex hurt your feelings like that. I giggled. I thought it was funny how he hung up on you. And I apologize for that. Please be our friend.
I think we should try and call him.
No. Please continue
Here's
to call him.
Here's the thing with Buck. Here's the
we
thing.
We love you and we value
Here's
your opinion.
Here's the thing.
I don't
he
think he's
listening.
He can
dish it all day. He can dish it all day, but as soon as you dish back, oh, gosh.
Calling
oh,
him.
Oh, no.
I'm going to bridge this gap. I'm not going to allow this to be like that other guy that used to be on a show with you that you don't talk to.
Whatever.
You got to stick with at least one
of them. Am I wrong? Because every time Buck calls in, he usually makes fun of me.
Everyone, it's not about wrong or right. It's about remaining friends.
You're in a relationship, okay? You got to stick it out.
That's not a relationship.
You don't just run away and call it a day, you know? Like,
it's not my job.
Both of you guys. I'm going to make sure you guys work this out.
He's not going to answer, Steve-O.
He's going to answer.
No, he's not.
He's going to answer.
He's mad. This is how we feel. He's not answering.
Yeah, I hope you've prepared an apology.
Yeah, you need to leave it as a voicemail.
It's over, guys. He wants his answer machine to pick up because it's going to promote his business.
This is Doug Muchmore, 505-918-8868.
Let's leave him a message.
That's not the right
Doug.
You, whew, no, that was Doug.
Makes me feel
Why
better.
Didn't we leave Doug Muchmore a message?
Makes me feel way better about him not answering his message. I honestly started getting nervous that he was...
I'm sure Buck was just looking at his phone like, it's not ringing.
I honestly don't think he's listening.
Okay. Stop making it more than it is. What are you guys doing later?
Well, hopefully you're healing the friendship.
Hi, you've reached Aaron Buck Burnett with DukeCityHomes.com and Remax Select. I can't take your call right now, but please leave your...
Fail! Get over it, Buck. Seriously, quit being
He's
a baby.
He's not listening. And those aren't healing words.
Come on, man.
Quit being a baby never solved an argument.
Well, that's true. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying it's kind of ridiculous.
No, you guys are in a fight.
What he's acting like? He's acting like listeners that used to email us and say, you know what? I'm offended. I'm no longer listening anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm going to switch the channel. I'm changing my preset.
And you know what? Those listeners never do that.
You've turned into that, Buck. I know you're still listening.
I don't think he is, guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is he texting you?
He is. See?
He's not.
Liar.
He's not. I promise you he's not. I've just texted him like three times.
He just did. I just saw a text message from him. You liar.
He just texted me.
Yeah.
He just texted me and said that he just saw that we called and to call.
Uh-huh.
All right, call him back. This is one more time.
We're not wasting any more time.
Yes, we are. Call him back.
I'm going to be gone for a whole week, guys, and I'm not going to spend my last 15 minutes trying to, you know.
This is important.
Deal with someone with poopy diaper. You started this, Steve-O. Told you he just wanted his answer machine to pick up.
Hi, you've reached Aaron Buck Burnett with DukeCityHomes.com and Remax Select. I can't take your call right now, but please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you just as soon as possible.
You owe me $1,000.
If this happens to be Dex calling from Star 88, you are now officially on the Do Not Call list. Please do not call. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Fail. At the tone, please record your message.
Wow.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
Wow.
Or press 1 for more options.
Why didn't we leave a message?
Crap. All right, I'll come back.
No, you're not.
Hold on.
No.
Let me just call
hang
him back.
Hang up the phone. You're not going to do that. He owes Star 88 thousands of dollars.
No, he doesn't.
He needs to make
He didn't say
he
his phone number or anything.
Right now. That's ridiculous.
We're trying to talk to him. I think you need to apologize.
You know what?
He's your friend.
I'll change my voicemail.
No, don't change your voicemail. Gosh, this is how it. This is
how. How do I change my voicemail?
No, I'm not even gonna. We're not even helping you. I refuse to be in the middle of this. But if I'm taking a middle ground, it's my foot is towards Buck. You, sir, are no. Don't change your voicemail.
Oh, okay. This is Dex Toth from Star 88 FM. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If this happens to be Aaron Buck Burnett,
Okay. Hang
up on yourself.
Okay, that's not cool.
Let's play that back.
Is that...
Hello, this is Dex Toth from Star 88 FM. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If this happens to be Aaron Buck Burnett, hang up on yourself.
Boom. I'm going to save that one.
This is so petty. This is so petty.
From somebody that's like, you know who we want to donate money to? That Dex Toth character. He's a stand-up guy. Wait, what is voicemail just saying? You know what? Give Tao a call. And then it'll be like, you got the touch.
Gosh, we just wasted how much time dealing with that?
1,000 years.
Man. And you know what? You didn't get gentried, Aaron. Okay? It was clearly 9:30.
Wait, what?
We were past the point of going to a commercial break.
We were, I mean, but I was like way halfway late. Through the show.
I was way late.
Yeah.
I had all these commercials I had to play.
Non-commercial.
Even though we're non-commercial.
Yeah, it's non-com.
Just saying.
They're sponsorships.
Sorry. Used to saying that. Used to saying that.
In the biz.
Yeah, I know. All right. What else we got on the plate here? It's got some headlines to wrap up here.
I just feel like we're not done with your apology, man. You wounded a friend.
He's wounded me.
Somebody on the live line said, the worst thing about the show is how Dex treats Buck now. It really sucks.
Oh, my goodness.
I was a 10-year vet of the Edge Army. I wish Dex would stop being a...
Wow.
I can't say that word, but it rhymes with...
Nuh-uh.
Noosh.
What about Buck and how he's Loosh. Treated me? There's been many text messages on the live line throughout Roosh. The month saying, why does Buck treat Dex that way?
Stoosh.
Stoosh?
Yeah. Yeah, it rhymes with that.
Good morning.
This is your chance for redemption.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes, Aaron! Yeah! Aaron! Aaron! Buck is a grown-up!
You got the touch!
Yeah!
Buck is a grown-up.
You got the
yeah. Power! Because he's being the bigger man.
Really? Is he, though?
Because, yes!
Come on. Really?
I mean...
You got upset because I went to break.
Why do you always gentry me?
I didn't gentry you.
I mean...
You did.
I did not. Did I didn't play any music over
you. You had a 30-second delay, and after you hung up on me, I listened to the whole thing back, and you're, like, bumping the music, turning everybody's microphones off so nobody can talk to me.
I can't talk
to anybody. And then you're like, go ahead, Buck, what do you got? And I'm like, seriously, why are you doing this to me?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You totally gentried me.
Nuh-uh.
You gentry me every time, and I hear it. Mm. And you don't.
Nuh-uh.
You have a really long delay. I can hear it when you hang up on
it
me.
It is really
Which,
by
long.
The way, I love that gentry became, like, a verb.
It is a bad word.
Gentry.
Here at the
radio. It's an action. Yeah. It's a verb now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel proud.
Yeah.
If I was
what
that
is your
gentry.
Problem with me, man?
Gentry's a verb. Oh,
well, okay. I'm sorry, Aaron. I didn't mean to gentry you. I was.
Listen,
I just needed to go.
I have thick skin, and I know we give each other the business.
You have thick skin. Did you just say you have thick skin?
Hey, let him talk. Both
oh
of
my
you
gosh.
Give each other some space.
I have thick skin.
Dennis,
I can take it as well as I give it back, but just don't gentry me. That's all I'm asking.
All right, fine. I'll
I don't ask for a
I'll
lot.
I'll never gentry you again. Ever. Okay?
Okay.
You have my word. I'll never do it again. But the fact that you just said... Did you... Steve-O... Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Believe you just hung up on him.
Oh, my gosh. Buck, that was not
no.
me. That was Steve-O.
I didn't see what happened.
Look
I
at
can't,
where my hands are.
I can't corroborate
I
either story.
Wow.
You
said hang
up
on yourself,
Buck.
And
oh
you just
gosh.
Hung up on Buck.
Oh.
I can't believe it.
Why did you do that?
That was so messed up.
He's so sensitive.
Dude, Teo, did you see that?
No, I didn't see what happened. Oh, I don't know what happened.
Oh, are you saying it's because Dex's big body was in your way
did
and you Steve-O couldn't see?
Totally.
What?
Oh, man.
You know what? Hey, someone needs to go to star88.fm.
They can they
go
can
to
see
the
it.
Video, go yeah. to the camera, and you can rewind. You can
Ooh,
see who hung up.
Somebody's going to get in
Somebody
trouble when that
busted
happened.
Now. Aaron, I have proof that I didn't hang up on you.
You
that was
are
Steve-O.
A liar. There is one person in this room that is a kind-hearted bumbler, and there is another person in this room that is a devious, cunning
Thank
trickster.
Yep.
And then there's Teo. A
couple things on the live line. By the way, you didn't waste time. This is great radio by forcing Dex to apologize. Somebody else says, why was Buck okay with doing it to Matt Gentry? Now he can't handle it.
Oh. Yeah, good call.
Houston chimed in and said, good riddance. The Buck bits are dull, to which I texted back immediately. Bye, Felicia. I'm a grown-up.
Bye.
I'm a grown-up.
Somebody else said, Dex, you're going to start throwing things again?
I did have a problem.
Somebody else said, this is for Buck. When you're feeling down, you need only to look up. And when you look up, remember that he came down. Why are you so mean, Dex?
What?
Can you read that one again? What?
Yeah. This is for Buck. When you are feeling down, you need only to look up. And when you look up, remember that capital he came down.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
the more
that
you know.
Okay. Well, the proof is in the pudding. So just go to star88.fm and go to the watch now. You can rewind the video feed.
It's true. Somebody says Gentry needs to call in. I don't know if he knows how to operate a smartphone. I know he's got an old rotary phone, Like, but it's not even that. It's the kind with the handle. It's like, hello, operator? Yeah, yeah. Connect me to New York City, see? That's Gentry's phone.
Buck, I will never Gentry you again.
Just love each other.
Exactly. I was
You just hung
we're
up
mending
on
fences, and look at what Steve-O did.
Steve-O, I have reason to believe that it was you that hung up on Buck.
Yeah? Where's the proof?
There is no proof. I have
innocent until proven
reason.
Guilty. Prove it, guys.
All right, I'll prove it right now.
But what if we... Oh, no, he's going to find it on the video.
Yeah, go ahead and try. Go ahead and try.
Audience right now...
Who's in charge of blocking for the webcam? That's right, I am.
Yeah, but if it switched angles, we would have seen you.
Unless somebody set it up to where it
there
didn't
I am.
Switch
I'm
angles.
Recording my voicemail right now.
Oh, no. Steve-O. Wait, why are you giving away your plan, villain?
Wait, what?
Huh? See, we can see the phone right here. There's the phone. Okay, I think we're talking to Aaron
right
now.
Oh, boy, Mark just emailed in. I saw it on the cam. It was ...
Look, it's about ready to happen.
Oh, they're talking. Dex is fighting. Dex is walking away. He's like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. My name is Dex, and I'm upset. I don't care what you say, Aaron. And then Buck says something, and then Dex replies, I'm sorry, okay? We're best friends, and I'm sorry.
Oh! Steve-O! It was Steve-O!
Clearly Steve-O! Did you see him reach over there?
I saw it.
That Buck, was Steve-O!
Steve-O hung up on you, not Dex. We just watched it. The evidence is there.
You guys are ruining this bitch.
I'm sending this link to the Facebook page.
No, you're not.
Audience, right. You can choose. Are you Team right Dex or are you Team Steve-O?
No!
Yes.
There's no division Facebook here. Page. We are all one. I was the one trying to bridge the gap.
It's just like Twilight, but with more hair.
Okay.
Yep, there you go. Steve-O is a liar.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
I don't really like that one. Let's go with that.
Wait, is this what is this? Dex, or Steve-O falsely accuses Dex.
Who said that?
Semicolon ruins friendship. Headline.
Wow.
Steve-O falsely accuses
J.
Dex.
J. Jonah Jameson over here.
Ruins
making
friendship.
Making the headlines.
Semicolon. Will we ever be the same? Semicolon.
No, wait. That's a lot of semicolons. I just don't feel like you need to do that. Side note to all of my Pokemon Go players out there, the Rio Rancho Police Department are teaming up with the city of Rio Rancho tonight to host a free Pokemon Go activity at Cabazon Park. 9 to midnight tonight with the police department. So, parents, if you're like, what? 9 o'clock? That's late. Officers are going to be there teaching attendees how to play the game, share some real-world safety issues, including trespassing, obeying traffic laws, generally being aware of your surroundings. And then they're going to throw down some lures, and everybody's going to play Pokemon Go together. That sounds awesome.
That does sound right.
Am I right, you guys? Well, we're out of time.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
We just posted
it. Wait, but don't post it yet because you're not in the right profile.
I'm not?
No.
Oh.
Click this little arrow.
Which one? This one?
Click that.
Almost.
This one?
Click that and then go over.
Man.
Click, and then click that. There you go.
Okay, there we go.
Booyah.
Oh.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work.
I just feel like the Lord is.
Here you go.
That's not the Lord.
Go ahead and type it again.
Yes, sir. I can come up with a headline like the best of them. Headline.
Oh, my gosh.
Headline. Steve-O falsely accuses Dex.
Thank you.
I need some music to do this.
Well, hold on a second.
Accuses. Give me my theme song.
There we go.
Accuses Dex.
Go to Star88FM on Facebook. I posted the link to the studio cam. And if you rewind it, you can actually see Steve-O hanging up on Buck, which Steve-O accused me of hanging up on Buck. Not true. Guys, I'm out of here. I'm on vacation. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Have fun next week, guys. I'll be listening from my house. Packing.
Packing.
Boo!
My vacation is at home. Packing.
So if you guys would like to spend some time helping our dear friend Dex move into his new home, I know he loves it when listeners know exactly where he lives. The address is 3417 Eubank Boulevard, North South.
I think Steve blocked us from Facebook.
Huh? What? Oh, that's weird.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
We got it. It's on Facebook. Go to the studio cam. Boom. You can watch it right there. Oh, just beautiful. Perfect.
You might have to rewind it some.
Just a little bit.
There it is.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
There he is, stealing.
He's stealing.
Stealing.
All right. We got to go.
Hey, have a good weekend, guys.
Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.